Robert, we'll end on that note of agreement. Lovely to speak to you, Robert Jobson, the Royal Editor of the London Evening Standard. Thank you so much for joining us. Final guest of the day. I'm off for the afternoon. Mr. John Holmes will be in the hot seat. Hello, John.
Is it hot? Have you warmed it again?
Yeah, I've tried to just sort of, you know.
You do that, don't you? Like, it's, I'm surprised that chair hasn't hatched, given your your hen-like demeanour with which you sit.
Clucking.
Well, that's one word for it, certainly.
What's on your chair?
Oh, stuff is, you know, we'll be talking about Sturgeon, of course, and whether or not there's going to be the second referendum.
By all accounts, yes, it seems.
Until Theresa May says no or something, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to the bottom of all that.
Well, you're going to solve it all, are you?
Of course, we always do. Have you not noticed, when I come off air at 4 o'clock, most of the world's problems are over, they're solved. And it's only the next day that there are more. But they're all different because I've solved them in three hours.
He's absolutely right. Stay tuned to get the world's problems solved by 4 o'clock. And then we'll start all over again at 10 when it all goes wrong. John Holmes with you in just a few minutes. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
We're in Dartmoor and I've come inside to what is a giant barn, and I'm here with Sam, a reservist. Sam, what are we going to do now? I'm pretty hungry.
Well, it's time for lunch. So what we're doing is we're getting our stove lit. We have got tuna bean pasta and some blueberry turnover. So are you willing to give that a try?
Yep, sounds delightful.
Hopefully we'll get a hot drink as well.
Well, it's hot.
Is it hot? Well, that's an achievement. That's good. The training's worked.
It's actually nice.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll give your chicken a little bit longer and then you can try that.
You're a reservist, so you must have a normal day job.
I do. In my day job, I'm a civil servant. Sitting behind a desk every day. You know, that's partly why I do it, is to get out and about, as I say, do something completely different, push you outside your comfort zone, as we are now, stood here shivering on Dartmoor. So, no, it's good.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is here. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI lithium ion framing nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the train go.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
This Tuesday, there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, specifically a Tuesday one. I'm John Holmes. Hello, it's 1 o'clock. Here's Tani with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM hits back at Sturgeon in House of Commons. Plus, police found not guilty over custody death, and Muirfield golfers vote to allow women members.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Nicola Sturgeon says it should be up to the Scottish Parliament to determine the timing of a second independence referendum. Scotland's First Minister wants to hold the vote between autumn next year and spring 2019, but the Prime Minister is again insisting that shouldn't happen. Mrs Sturgeon has tweeted to point out that the PM wasn't elected. In the last few minutes, Theresa May has addressed the issue and says EU Brexit talks will look to work for the whole of the UK.
This is not a moment to play politics or create uncertainty.
is a moment to bring our country together, to honour the will of the British people and to shape for them a better, brighter future and a better Britain. And I commend this statement to the House.
Well, last night, Parliament gave her the power to trigger Article 50 without adding any amendments. Next, a custody sergeant and two civilian detention officers have been found not guilty of killing a man with mental health problems. 32-year-old Thomas Orchard died in 2012, a week after being arrested and taken to a police station in Exeter. The trio denied manslaughter by gross negligence. A 14-year-old kickboxer has died after being injured during a national competition. Scott Marsden was taken to hospital on Saturday after he collapsed towards the end of an English title fight in Leeds. And Muirfield Golf captain Henry Fairweather says the club wasn't strong-armed into voting to allow women members for the first time. It was stripped of its right to host the Open after failing to secure the necessary two-thirds majority last year, but has now been re-added to the rota. Fairweather announced an 80% yes vote this morning and says the club will embrace female membership.
The most important thing has been to decide what is the right thing for the future long-term interests of the club. And that has been the committee's main consideration throughout, rather than simply to retain the Open.
That doesn't ring true, does it? Oh, you can't possibly comment,
well,
can
you? Well, no.
Go on.
I'll just deliver the news, not comment.
Have a point of view. Go on.
Well, I think that's good news.
You bottled out that one. It is a stuffy old man going, there's nothing to do with the Open. Nothing.
No,
we love the women around here, and that's why we use the word embrace them. Just then, you said that, didn't you? That was a poor choice of words, wasn't it, really, if you think about what they said there. They're going to embrace the women. I don't think that's. I don't think that should be allowed.
Oh, no. Well, no.
I mean,
quite.
Is that the 20th hole? What is that? Anyway, how are you, Tanya?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes,
good.
I'm
off
very
for a brisk
well.
Round of golf after the show.
I'm going to go and have a game of golf. Yes.
It's good news that now women can play the world's most boring game, isn't it? Very pleasing.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of golf, I've got to be honest.
No.
Yeah. I lied there.
Good. All right, so, you know, weather, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let's have the weather.
There it is. There's the stab.
Well, sunshine and showers for Scotland. Mm. Cloudy with some bright spells elsewhere across the UK. Feeling pretty mild again, John. The high today, 14 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. And now with the sports read by a man. Sexist, see? Sport, isn't it? See, the news is not sexist, Tanya, and you are living proof of that.
Well, yes.
But do we ever get a lady reading the sport on this show?
Well,
no.
We get Ben
and a moose occasionally.
Yeah, well, sometimes I cover for sport.
Well, you haven't sported us.
No, not, you know.
I long for the day, Tanya.
Well, I did the other day when it didn't play out,
remember? That's true, you'd actually read it live in here, that's a fair point, yeah. But, you know, you're a pretty little girl and you wouldn't know what you're talking about, would you?
Oh, but, you know. Yeah, I think I do.
All right, then. So, I'm just going to get punched in the face. I'm literally sitting here as the only man in here. I mean, there's Tanya and Ash, Prod, Cass and Chloe there. I'm just...
Girl power.
That's exactly what it is.
Girl power.
Yeah. Well, I say women. I mean, there's you, Tanya and Chloe, but of course Cass is a witch and she's a shapeshifter, so she can actually turn into anything.
She's got great hair. Love her hair. It's very colourful.
Yeah, it's not really how hair should be. Anyway, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester boss Craig Shakespeare reckons his side can win the Champions League. First things first, they'll need to overturn a 2-1 deficit against Sevilla in their last 16 second leg this evening. It's Shakespeare's first game since being appointed as full-time boss until the end of the season, and he's not looking to temper expectations, claiming Leicester want to be European champions.
Why not? I think we're in it. We have to try and be competitive every game. For me, there's no free game in football. You have to try and win every game that you go in. You have to show that determination, that competitiveness. We need to show that in abundance.
Fulham will move into the Sky Bet Championship playoff places with a win over struggling Blackburn, who would move out of the relegation zone if they avoid defeat at Craven Cottage. Wolves, who are just a point above the bottom three, go to Brentford. Finally, to the racing, Yanworth is the favourite for this afternoon's feature race at Cheltenham, the Champion Hurdle. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben there. Ben there with his Ben Sport. And now we bring you a programme. It's Tuesday flavoured.
Talk Radio.
When it comes to finding care for an elderly loved one, it can seem hard to know where to start. But it doesn't have to be. At Bupa, our elderly care support line is always there for you, with free advice on everything from finding local care homes to paying for care. We're available 7 days a week and you don't even need to be a Bupa customer. Just call 0808 301 4444 or search Bupa Elderly Care. For elderly care support, for living, Bupa.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, yes, and I am John Holmes.
So this was a once-in-a-generation issue.
It's interesting times, is what I'm saying.
One chance Scottish people are going to get.
As you'd expect them to.
I'm not going to bury this in the ground, like said potato.
Why Dawn French?
The life expectancy is very low in Scotland.
Well, it is.
It's an awful time to be alive.
World War One and World War Two.
Mr. Christian.
I know I got a haircut.
At Jack's Barbers, West Wickham.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Woohoo! He can retrieve dropped objects such as a cell phone, a remote.
I understand he was added at lost property and it took about 3 weeks and no one wants to claim it.
Shut up, John!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
So hello then, welcome and good afternoon to you there. Good afternoon, hello. Welcome to today's behind-the-scenes programming meeting that seemingly every day we have on air rather than, you know, plan it beforehand, as regular listeners will kind of realise. All talk today, of course, is of independence. The Scotch seemingly want another referendum, as their spokesface Nicola Sturgeon announced yesterday. And you've just been hearing in the news there, Theresa May talking in Parliament, saying that this is not a time to play politics. Well, it is, because it's politics, man. Well, yes, Nicola Sturgeon announced yesterday, but the polls are saying that half of Scotland doesn't actually want another referendum, with only a third of the Scotch saying that they do, right? Although, let's be honest, it's not like the polls can be believed. I mean, they might be good at plumbing and have certainly made an impact on the building trade, but they're rubbish at getting the correct answers out of people. Bloody polls coming over here from YouGov getting it wrong. Now, of course, there is a way forward on this. And I have been doing some research myself, actually, because no one else seemed to be doing it. And I think the way forward is for us all to be granted a new independence vote, right? So how it works, okay, is that each and every one of us can vote whether we as an individual want to be in Europe or not, okay? Then those that don't have to be, and those that do can be. I mean, it's quite easy, that, isn't it? If you think about it, it's just do you or don't you, and then you choose yourself individually. Stop a lot of arguing. And those that do can freely pass into Europe and trade there. You know, you could sell stuff on eBay to the French or whatever. And those that don't want to be in Europe can just sit at home eating whatever shaped banana they like in defiance of Brussels, wondering where the promised money to the NHS went. That is how I see it. It's individual EU membership. I think it's I don't know why no one's thought of it. And as I mentioned yesterday, if Scotland all want to stay in Europe, right, because that's is how they voted in the referendum, then why don't we just move Scotland to the south coast, okay, nearer to Europe where they want to be, and just shove England up into the gap, right? So all the Scottish people need to do is agree to all move down here. Bear with me. All move down here, Scotland, right? And then we'll draw a line from, I don't know, say Dover across to Weston-super-Mare or something, across the bottom of the country, and then we'll just call everything below that line Scotland, okay? And they wouldn't even have to bring much down, would they? So just like kilts, probably, because we don't have those, and maybe some shortbread. I mean, there's already plenty of heroin in Dover, so that's fine for the Scottish, isn't it? And then we'll just shift England up a bit to make room. I mean, yes, the Scotch would have to agree to all of this, right? So I recommend some kind of vote. Oh, yeah, okay, I see, right. Yeah, it is a bit more complex than I originally thought, because it just comes back to a vote, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm just going to keep thinking about it. Anyway, hello. While I'm thinking, allow me to welcome you to the afternoons on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's the between 1 and 4 o'clock bit, and I expect you're wondering what's on the way to fill it. I imagine that. Well, let me tell you that Headline Hijack very much is. Regular listener will be aware that a cordial invitation is now bestowed upon you to put a made-up news story in the bulletin at 2 p.m. Tanya will be here. Out of her mouth will come the news, and she's a professional newsreader, so you'll believe what she says. She has an authoritative tone. However, at 2 o'clock, she'll also say a news lie made up by you to confuse anyone who's not listening to this bit. That is Headline Hijack. Here's how you get involved. Couple of sentences. Just make something up. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's the number to text it to. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you like. Any word you like. The lines are resolutely open. Today's diversity paper review comes courtesy of Ez today, who is very much of the black diversity persuasion, and he'll be helping us in our quest to become the most diverse programme on the dial as we invite a different diversity each day to review the papers. The diversity paper review, dialing diversity up to 11. There's the day's big stories on the way, as you'd expect them to be. But you might not be expecting them to be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what we do here in the afternoons. It's the news in haikus. There's our brand new feature for the sensitive on the way as well. That is our snowflake safe space, OK? Now, if you're offended by something, anything at all, and it makes you angry, so sensitive, then do get in touch. Tell us your trigger word, and we will help you through your privilege and temper shame you. That's it. It's a safe space. It's for you. We'll help you. Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter for
start
that as well.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the snowflake safe space.
You can also ring as well.
Yeah, why not?
03444991000.
Do you want to do that game but slightly better?
03444991000. Get in touch. Okay. Get on the blower.
Okay. Well, sir, you know, your standard network rate, by the way, for those interested. And your text will cost you 25p, plus your something. Also this afternoon, we will be taking a live report from our foreign correspondent, one of Talk Radio's foreign correspondents, talking about an important foreign story live from somewhere foreign. That's on the way. There's the return. Are we doing the mystery quiz today? The mystery quiz?
Are we? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to say yes. We're doing the mystery quiz. It's the return of the mystery quiz. Your chance to win
£5,000. £5,000 is not available.
£5,000.
£5,000 not available.
Up for grabs.
No, it's not. Down for grabs.
Four,
not available.
4 o'clock.
This is not a competition.
4 o'clock. We'll have given away £5,000.
No, we will not. He is lying.
To somebody, if you can correctly guess the mystery item that I'm holding up in front of the microphone. It's the mystery quiz. It could get you £5,000.
No, it cannot.
There's the big debate of three. All your reactions, of course. Work experience punditry. Today, our work experience, Mike. I think it's Mike. Reviews music. Tanya's here with bonus news at 3:30. There'll be a brand new feature. Well, not that new, because we started it like a week ago. But anyway, Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. A radio first-person shooter, the only one of its kind in the world, largely because it doesn't work properly. And just by taking part, you could get a chicken as a souvenir. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, or sausages,
because it's a Tuesday.
Your choice of meaty souvenir. A souvenir of your time spent with us on the radio. Register your interest to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Ginger Dave's not producing. He's currently helping a university campus police force with their inquiries. Very different kind of meaty souvenir involved in that evidence. That's broadcast is through the glass. It's noise her witch's arm makes.
No, it's not.
All right, Cass?
Yep.
What's your mood today, would you say? All right.
Constant mourning.
Okay.
Is that why you're always sleepy?
I'm not sleepy.
Is that why you smell of an egg?
I do not smell of an egg!
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. Paid Intern Cornelius is there.
My headphones are too loud.
Okay.
Broken.
Yeah, that's Cass. She did that. Right, so it's time to get into... I'm John Holmes, by the way. Hello. It's time to get into today's big story. We're going to do that with a song, as we usually do. You can play along at home and try and work out what today's big story is from... What?
Headphones are too loud.
Well, turn them down then.
I can't. The thing's broken.
What do you mean?
It's broken. Can you log that, Cass? That's what I was trying to say.
Guess today's big story. It's not Cunningham's broken headphones. Today's big story with the song. It's this song.
Sweetheart, listen. I know the last few things haven't been good for the both of us. And I've caused you a lot of grief. But put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me. Because I don't want you to leave. I definitely don't want you to leave. Just hear me out.
Today's big story links to that song, but how? That's the question. It's production colour, certainly. It neatly got us from the show menu into today's big story. But what could it possibly be based on the evidence in front of you? The evidence being Terence, Trent D'Arby, and If You Let Me Stay. The clues are all there if you look for them. It's not a competition. It's just for fun. Cornelius, I can see you having a guess there. You've got a furrowed brow. Yeah. Furrowed brow, haven't
what
you?
What does that mean?
It means you've got a spot on your forehead. So what?
Can't hear anything now.
Your headphone's still broken.
Yeah, okay. I've chosen these ones, though, but they're too quiet.
Oh, fine. Mine are fine today, actually, in case anyone wonders.
It's getting all Goldilocks up in here. All right.
So today's big story then, what do you think it might be? Based on the evidence in front of you, it's Terence Trent D'Arby. If you let me, if you let me stay. Terence Trent D'Arby. It links to a big story.
Something to do with the city of Nottingham.
Why?
Because of the word Trent and Nottingham Trent University.
No.
It's something to do with that university.
No, neither is it to do with the city of Derby.
Is it a grammar thing? Because she has an apostrophe, or he?
He.
Has an apostrophe.
It's called Terence.
Terry.
Yeah.
Tell.
Yes.
Has an apostrophe in his name.
Yep.
D'Arby.
D'Arby. Terence Trent D'Arby.
Yeah. Is it someone else with an apostrophe in their name in the news?
No.
A Tapao in the news?
Oh. No.
Oh. Good, because you would have played Tapao. I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I'll tell you what it is. Terence Trent D'Arby, right? What was his second album?
I have no idea, obviously.
Well, it was rubbish. But the title of it was Neither Fish Nor Flesh.
Okay.
Or something like that. It had the word fish and flesh in it, anyway. So what could it be?
Fish. Fish story.
Yeah, go on.
Sturgeon.
Yes!
Why didn't you go with the If You Let Me Stay sort of... leaving, you know, if the UK let Europe stay, and it's sort of more...
No, it's Sturgeon, Nicola Sturgeon, because it's fish. It's got the word fish in the title.
Yeah, but it's all Brexit, isn't it?
Fish. We're going to be talking about Nicola Sturgeon and what she's done and said, and whether or not she'll be allowed to tow Scotland away. We're going to need an expert to talk to, because that's traditional round these parts. Ask broadcast is through the glass, through the miserable window, and it's her job to...
Oh, God.
Get us a guest.
Yep.
Could you get us a guest? Smile.
No.
Okay. That's Cass. She's going to get us a guest. And we're going to talk to the guest after the traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Get a cracking Vauxhall at the Vauxhall sales event from the 17th to the 21st of March. Plus, you'll get £500 spending money. Plus, you'll beat the April tax rises, saving up to £500. And whichever Vauxhall you choose, you'll love our efficient engines and superb infotainment. So technically, it's a win-win-win-win situation. To find out more, search Vauxhall sales event. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st March. At participating retailers from 17th to 21st March. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
This Tuesday, there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays in Wakefield. The A642 Horbury Road, which goes underneath the M1, is currently closed in both directions because of an accident. The M6 is moving better anti-clockwise after earlier problems at 17, and the accident on the M6 South near Stoke has been recovered. The A50 Holmes Chapel Road through Knutsford, which runs parallel to the M6, is closed for emergency repairs. Through Great Limber in Lincolnshire, the A18 is still closed for the recovery of an overturned lorry, and in Denton in Kent, the A260 Canterbury Road is closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
This summer, there'll almost definitely be a heatwave. But there may be a wind chill factor in July and August, bringing an Arctic feel to proceedings. Temperatures will be between 12 and 35 degrees, or thereabouts.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our Credit Matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out. Get your free Experian credit score and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just very quickly, some of your reactions, of course, have been coming in to Talk Radio this afternoon. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, we're going to make you dance. We're going to make you sing. These Geordie boys do anything. That's coming from Paul Gascoigne. Okay. John, I am a The Killers song. That's coming from Jenny.
Thank you.
A friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much indeed. Right, you can react. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Anyway. Let's talk about today's big story. Let's do that. So as the Scottish Sturge ambushes Theresa May with her call for a second Scottish referendum, despite the last one being the only one in a generation. The question is, of course, what now? It's got to the point for most of us that if we hear the word referendum or Brexit ever again, we'll put our foot through the government and send them the bill. Yet on and on it all goes and keeps coming back like a case of genital herpes you caught from a European on a European holiday. The Scottish, meanwhile, are seemingly addicted to the notion of independence. They had a hit of it a couple of years ago, but it just left them wanting more. They can't get enough, like they've deep-fried a referendum in battered heroin and are eager to shoot it up in the ballot box. But, of course, regardless of Sturgeon's surge towards IndyRef2, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, can block it. She must give her permission for a vote. Speculation is that she may well. Theresa May block it, certainly until after Brexit is completed. To talk us through what is yet another political minefield, I guess, Tom Newton-Dunn, political editor for The Sun, of course. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So where are we up to then? So yesterday, Theresa May gets ambushed a little bit during her big Brexit day by Nicola Sturgeon. Theresa May said in the Commons, of course, she said that they're just playing political games. Where are we up to? What could happen?
Well, we're in a stalemate, I think, at the moment. It really is a game of cat and mouse. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. But you've got to have a tiny bit of sympathy for the Prime Minister, really, in that this is the third cat and mouse game she's having to play simultaneously, what with Brexit negotiations about to begin, and also trying to keep a handle on Donald Trump, who, of course, only got elected a few months ago.
She has had a bit of a tough...
interesting proposition.
Tough few months, hasn't she, in that sense? Because you're absolutely right. If she starts to fight... She's got to fight the Europe thing, and then, you know, downwards towards Europe. Now, possibly fighting upwards Scotland as well and trapped in the middle.
And then over Atlantic to Trump as well. I mean, the problems just keep on coming. Who on earth would want to be Prime Minister? I keep on having to ask myself, you know, that question. And the other thing about these games of incredibly complicated political chess is, of course, they're all interrelated. You know, what happens with the Brexit negotiations will have a direct effect on perhaps how the people of Scotland might react to even wanting a referendum or wanting to leave the United Kingdom, and ditto with the, you know, the transatlantic issues too. So it's a whirlwind, really. Today, the Prime Minister is still on her feet from in the House of Commons chamber. I've just come out of there, actually, having listened to about an hour of it.
Yeah.
Where she was giving a pretty mundane statement on the EU Council at the end of last week. Some people said she was going to use the statement today to announce she's triggered Article 50 and begun the official process of taking us out of the EU, with the legislation having finally passed the through Parliament after these five incredibly painful weeks last night. But she hasn't done. I don't think she's ever going to, actually. She's a careful player. She said by the end of March, and I think she's going to use all the time she can to prep and get ready for the monumental battle.
Yep.
So, of course, the statement was all about Scotland. It very quickly went off from what on earth the EU27 was saying onto Nicola Sturgeon, and there are SNPs in there having a go at her, and Tories and Labour trying to help the PM, bowling her softballs to smash back at the SNP. And the line from number 10, very much that the PM was just deploying, was very much not to rise to the provocation. So Nicola Sturgeon throws down the mantle, demands a referendum between autumn 2018 and spring 2019.
Yes.
Really in the hope either of getting it, or, which is probably unlikely, I still think, or having the Prime Minister refuse it, which may even be better for Nicola Sturgeon, because she's not confident of winning this. What she would love before anything else, though, is to build up yet another great bank of grievance against the Prime Minister, against the evil Tories down in Westminster, denying the people of Scotland their say. So you could then come back at the charge and demand another referendum again with the people of Scotland, even angrier, she would think, that those Westminster Tory toffs are still bossing them around.
And these are the political games that Theresa May is referring to, of course.
Completely, and you know, she's in this game whether she likes it or not, despite the fact she's accusing Nicola Sturgeon playing a game now. So she's very careful not to deny Nicola Sturgeon this referendum request quite yet.
Yep.
I think that will come, or certainly she'll deny one on the time frame that Nicola Sturgeon wants. But I think number 10 game plan at the moment has been just to play it out, not jump straight into that elephant trap, and try and suck up a little bit of the pressure for the time being.
All right, thank you. That's Tom Newton-Dunn, his political editor for The Sun newspaper. He's at Westminster now. He's just been in listening to Theresa May. And that is where we are then. It is political games. It's as complex stuff as there's almost ever been for a Prime Minister who hasn't been in the job that long. Tom there, I mean, I don't know what you took from that, but I think I heard that Theresa May has said she's going to set an actual trap for Nicola Sturgeon. And Tom there said an elephant trap, but that's no way to trap a sturgeon. Of course, you'd probably need some kind of net, I would think, or a harpoon gun. So I imagine Theresa May will correct herself, unless it's, someone to do with the Scottish referendum is called Nicola Elephant. But I think we're dealing with a sturgeon. So how would you trap Nicola Sturgeon? What's the best way? 87222.
Starting message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Message with any word you'd like.
And on the way, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review and, of course, your headline hijacks. It's just after 1:30 now. Tanya's here and she's got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Prime Minister says the UK faces a defining moment as it leaves the EU. Theresa May has spoken for the first time since her Brexit bill cleared Parliament.
We will be a strong, self-governing, global Britain with control once again over our borders and our laws. And we will use this moment of opportunity to build a stronger economy and a fairer society so that we secure both the right deal for Britain abroad and a better deal for ordinary working people at home.
She's also hit back at Scotland's First Minister over the consequences of calling for a second independence referendum, saying this should be a time to bring the country together. A custody sergeant and two civilian detention officers have been found not guilty of killing a man with mental health problems. 32-year-old Thomas Orchard died in 2012, 7 days after being arrested and taken to a police station in Exeter. Jan Kingshott, Simon Tansley and Michael Marsden denied manslaughter by gross negligence. All Sky's Rebecca Williams is at Bristol Crown Court and explains what the allegation was.
An emergency response belt was placed around his face to stop him spitting and biting. Now, the allegation was that it was placed on incorrectly, but today the jury found that that wasn't the case and there was no wrongdoing.
A 14-year-old kickboxer has died after collapsing towards the end of an English title fight in Leeds on Saturday. Police are not treating Scott Marsden's death as suspicious. An Albanian con man showed no emotion as he was led away from court to start a life sentence for murdering an elderly couple. 43-year-old Ali Kazimaj will serve at least 35 years for killing Peter and Sylvia Stewart from Weybread in Suffolk. And first-class sections could be removed from some of the UK's busiest commuter trains to try to ease overcrowding. Services could be made fully standard class under a new franchise agreement for routes currently being run by Southeastern. It's one of the measures featured in a government consultation which will close in May. The weather will sunshine and showers for Scotland, cloudy with some bright spells elsewhere across the UK, and it's feeling pretty mild again with the high 14 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya. We should also mention bonus news today. Of course, in 2 hours' time,
we
bring you, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so we have to make the time up. The bulletins are made up with the bonus news. Today, animal news.
It's my favourite.
I know. It's Victoria's favourite as well, yeah. when she's here. I know you've been working on it.
Yes.
It's funny how animal news gets worked on quite early, but mineral news tends to get left, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny that. What animals would you like to tease us with?
I'd like to tease you with some tortoises. Or tortoise.
Tortoise.
Tortoise. Some rather saucy tortoise.
Hello.
Yeah.
So 2 hours from now, we're talking sex tortoise.
Well, we are talking...
Are we?
We are.
Are we now?
It's X-rated. I feel I should give a warning.
Wow.
It's X-rated.
X-rated tortoise action.
Yeah.
In 2 hours' time. If that's not worth hanging around for, I don't know what is. Tanya, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
There will be Headline Hijack on the way, all of which I will explain to you very shortly indeed.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just after a time that's slightly later than the one I mentioned earlier. Now, a lot of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big story. And you can react to Talk Radio. It's very simple way to do it. There are several ways. One is to use the medium of text. That's 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Or if you're modern, you can go on the social medias that there is. Such as Twitter, which is at Talk Radio.
Start your message for any word you'd like.
You can phone up if you like as well. There's a telephone.
Yep.
And probably we're on Face thing as well, aren't we? Are we on Facebook?
Are
we?
Yeah, / Talk Radio UK, but we don't tend to check that.
No, but I'm just throwing it out.
You're just
now.
Reading what's on that screen,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Good.
Yes. I think that's all covered off.
Yeah,
now.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so some reactions have been coming in. None of them on Facebook, though, because we don't look at that. What have you got, Cornelia?
Lots coming in. John, my name is Scott Land, and I'm a strong, independent man who don't rely on anyone. Mm. That's coming from Scott Land.
Thanks, Scott.
John, I think the best option going forward would be a wall. Thank you, Hadrian, for that. John, you talked about trapping sturgeon. I'm not sure how to trap Nicola Sturgeon individually, but I do know it's easy to lure Scotch people with... shortbread.
That's right. Pop a bit of heroin on there as well. It's like catnip to them. Coming up to another time now, which is slightly after the time I said before, and just slightly after the time I said before that. I've just learned that, by the way, we are on Instagram as well, but no one knows what the password is because it's become lost.
Yeah.
So that's... That just about sums it up, frankly. Right, headline hijack. In 22 minutes, there will be the news. Tani will be back with it, but of course there'll be a made-up news lie in there. You know there will. Well, I mean, you won't if this is your first time of listening, obviously. That's what I'm explaining it for, because I realise that if you listen to this on a regular basis, you absolutely know this. Completely. You know this. I'm just now telling you in case you're listening for the first time. At 2 o'clock, there's the news. In it will be a fake news. It's something we've done since way before fake news was a thing. Fib, fabricate, and fake your way into Tanya, okay? And then she will say your lie on the radio, on National Ruddy Radio, for goodness sake, as truth. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
What are we coming in, honey?
Yes, this is from Darcy, who says that following the EU's ruling that allows religious symbols to be banned, including headscarves,
yes.
One company in France is now banning any of its employees from being cross.
Yes, yeah.
They are saying that the emotion of being cross could be misconstrued as a Christian symbol due to it being called cross.
Yeah.
The company has advised its employees to be either angry or sad as an alternative.
Yes, and that's true. And also, under this same EU ruling, which is today, the musician, the singer-songwriter, Christopher Cross, has also been banned under that ruling, as his surname Cross could be construed as religious symbol, and he may now have to be called Christopher Angry or Christopher Sad as an alternative. Well, they have given him a choice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's... The railway station King's Cross as well has been banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because cross could be seen as a religious symbol. So they're
going to have to rename it.
Well, they're going to... It's the King's Angry or
King's
Sad.
Yeah.
Is the alternatives. So just be aware of that. Thank you for that. This has come in from Sarah. The illness that gives pigeons a gammy foot. has thoughts of mutated into a strain that can be passed on to humans. Official advice is to steer well clear of any pigeons that you may see. And if a pigeon defecates on you, you need to go to your nearest accident and emergency unit and explain what has happened. You need to say, a pigeon has defecated on me. I don't want to catch a gammy foot. And they will give you the correct medicine and rush you through as well, because that's is considered.
Yes, you get priority.
It's very serious.
It can gam up quite quickly.
It gams.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can cause your it's a mutation, isn't it?
Mm.
And it can web your feet and cause your toes to cross over one another.
Sort of gam. Yeah. I think gam is the best way to sort of describe.
Sorry,
it.
Sorry,
really.
Just getting in my ear there. We can't, due to the EU ruling, we can't say that toes would cross over one another.
Oh,
because
sorry.
That could be misconstrued as a religious symbol. So your toes could. Angry or sad
over each other,
so just to be clear. Anyway, make your news story up. Get it to us. You know the number. I'm not going to say it again. And in the next bit of the programme, while you're working that out, it's time for today's Diversity Paper Review. Ez is here, and he'll be going through the newspapers with us on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have.
This Tuesday, there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
BT and Sky have just raised their prices yet again. If you're one of their broadband customers, you're probably not too happy about it. But did you know from when they tell you, you have 30 days to leave your contract penalty-free? And when you switch to TalkTalk, we guarantee no price rises on any of our fixed-price plans. Like our best-ever savings on our totally unlimited fast broadband, just £20 a month including line rental, guaranteed for your whole 24-month plan. Saving up to £417 versus BT. It's for new and existing customers too. So switch today at talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Contract and conditions apply.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Luke is bricklaying near the coast. His closest Screwfix is 10 minutes away. Bradley is plastering an office in the city. His is even closer. With 500 stores right across the UK, you're never far away from your local Screwfix store. Find your nearest at screwfix.com. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is here. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Wakefield. The Horbury Road, A642, which goes under the M1, is still closed in both directions because of an accident not too far from the City of Wakefield Golf Club. But through Knutsford in Cheshire, the A50 Holmes Chapel Road running parallel to the M6 remains closed for emergency repair works. There's a breakdown on the southbound M6 near Birmingham. Junction 6 to 5 are lanes out for the vehicles recovery, and some busy traffic through the Conwy tunnels for both sides of the A55 as roadworks continue there. I'm Gerina Adams.
This summer, there'll almost definitely be a heatwave. But there may be a wind chill factor in July and August, bringing an Arctic feel to proceedings. Temperatures will be between 12 and 35 degrees, or thereabouts.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our credit matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out. Get your free Experian credit score and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme today, by the way, our new feature, Snowflake Snow Space.
That's not it, is
no,
it?
No.
Idiot.
It's Snowflake Safe Space.
That's it.
Yeah. If you are offended by something, terribly, terribly, terribly offended, your little sensibilities all offended. Oh, poor little thing. Then do get in touch with us because we have a safe space. It's radio's first ever safe space. Tell us your trigger word and we will talk you through it. Together we will find out exactly what offends you, what ails you, and we'll work it out together in our safe space.
It can be anything, can't it?
It can be. Because the point of the it's innocuous as you like. Yesterday's snowflake, who called in, was afraid of potatoes. So it can be absolutely anything you can be offended by. So just get in touch with us. You can use the traditional methods of 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, looking at the news today, we've been, of course, talking about Nicola Sturgeon, and this is the Indy Ref 2. This is the notion that Scotland want a new referendum, a second referendum, even though the last one was only one in a generation. This is on the front of all of the papers today, really. Hands off our Brexit, Nicola, says the Daily Mail, of course. The Queen has a new ship, by the way, in case you were wondering and a bit worried about whether or not the Queen had a ship. They've announced that there will be a new Queen's ship. The rate in England, this is prison statistics now, the rate in England and Wales was 148.3 inmates per 100,000 people compared with the European 134.7 Europe average. Fascinating.
Is it?
No. But it is very complicated, Cornelius.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. You don't
it.
Need to, because here we are to help you get your head around the news. It's current affairs through the mill. Run through the mill of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
May says Sturgeon has tunnel vision, a tunnel that leads to Europe.
The news in haikus. Okay, then, it's time for today's diversity paper review. Joins us to go through the newspapers. Yes, the diversity paper review. It is where we dial diversity up to 11, making us the most diverse programme in the world, anywhere on your dial. Because each day the papers are gone through by a different diversity. Today it's Ez, as you know, and Ez reminders of your diversity.
Oh, I think
your microphone's not working.
My microphone's not.
Do you want to borrow this?
I'll borrow this one.
Just if you guys didn't catch that, I think I'm black.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're checking. Yes.
Cool.
Do you need a mirror or anything, or are you okay?
No, there's no mirrors in here anyway. So yeah, I'm just gonna have to roll with it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Right, welcome along. It's good to see you. Of course, as always. What are we going to be looking at in today's papers then?
Look at the main story that's dominating every front page here.
Yeah.
Sturgeon, the ambush.
Yeah, isn't it?
The ambush of the century.
Yeah.
So Sturgeon has scuppered, well, not scuppered, but thrown a spanner in the works of May's Brexit plans as she's called for an independence referendum.
Mm.
A second one. So and this is causing a lot of controversy between, you know, England and Scotland now, because the rhetoric's being used here is quite disparaging. Tunnel vision. She's accusing, Miss May is accusing the SNP party of tunnel vision and causing a sense of uncertainty for the party and also Scotland. So by calling this independence referendum,
we were just hearing. We're talking to the Sun's political editor earlier, and he was saying that the part of the problem is, and the timing of this is very interesting, because it's not that Nicola Sturgeon necessarily thinks that she will win a second referendum, more that it will stir up trouble.
Yeah.
And the Scottish people will eventually, if the referendum is in the future, perhaps have more of a dislike for the English and want to pull away from it.
Yeah.
Not now. Not even in the spring of 2019 / autumn 2018.
Yeah.
It's just time they're buying in order to sort of, and that's why Theresa May hasn't really risen to the bait. That's what we were learning.
Well, apparently, according to The Guardian and some other sources as well, she was supposed to trigger Article 50 today, which is why many believe surgeons come out with this yesterday, to try and derail those plans, which she pretty much has. But they're going to probably trigger Article 50 at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's not going to rush into it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So what else is in the papers? We haven't got a massive amount of time, and obviously we've talked a lot of Brexit. But what else is in there, if indeed anything?
You got any children?
Yes, I have. I've got two children. They're 7 and 4.
Apparently, according to the Times, if you do have children, you're going to live longer.
Yeah.
So well done, you.
Yeah, thank you.
According to I think it's a research in Sweden. Yeah, researchers in Sweden have found that parents who reach the age of 60 can expect to live longer by almost 2 years.
It's interesting. I don't know. I wonder why that is. Because with kids, it makes you feel like you've lived much longer, because obviously you're up a lot at night.
Yeah.
And it feels like you've had an extra life by the end of a week during that. I wonder, what is it about having kids that just makes you more... What? I mean, is it a psychological...
They don't go into too much detail. They've just compared people who do have children and people who don't have children, and they found out of the... I think they recently compared it across 1.4 million people. So this is a massive, massive piece of research here. And they found out people at the age of 60, men with children, could expect to live another 20 years compared to 18 years with those without.
Yeah.
So this is a... one of the researchers said that we called it payback time. This is how life works. You give and then you get back biologically.
I'm not sure I'd trade 2 years of my life. I think, you know, I mean, having kids and looking after children is a responsibility, of course, and a joy most of the time. I put a lot of work into it, and I don't think 2 years is enough. I want about 20 years on that for that. I think that's fair. I think 2 years.
The thing is, if you have kids, you're essentially throwing away your life into a life of misery and looking after someone. So really, to get 2 years extra isn't worth it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Also, this is weird because, conversely, people who have grandchildren don't tend to live long at all.
No, they die soon.
Yes.
They do.
So that's the opposite.
You know what I think about this?
And what about great-grandparents? By the time
a lot of them are dead.
They are dead. And they don't get 2 years back on top of that.
No, that's very confusing.
They can't reclaim it later on.
What about if you just have parents?
What about it?
Do you get to live longer or shorter?
Are you asking for yourself?
Yes.
Because you and your mum are in a relationship?
No, that's not why I'm asking. Oh. And that is also not true.
Oh, I thought that was because you went out.
No, you've made this up.
She taught you how to kiss at a bus stop.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. Also, by the way, looking after the reason is that I work with Cornelius, right, is that I have two children, yes.
Yes.
Which, as we know, has now enhanced my life expectancy by 2 years looking after them at home.
Well done, you.
But essentially, thank you. Essentially, I come here and I have to look after Cornelius because he's like a little child.
I was wondering what that bib was in the corner.
Yeah, that's his.
Is that your milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
I make him suckle it from me.
Because I was wondering, it's a bit weird. I thought this milk was just left there for weeks now, because I've just been coming in.
It is. What I do is I buy a pint of milk every day. And I
Semi-skimmed?
I leave it on... Full.
Oh, okay.
And I leave it on the windowsill in the sunshine for it to go off.
Yeah.
And then I've got a quite a complicated system whereby I've rigged up some novelty drinking straws.
Yeah.
And I've sellotaped them around my body. And the tip of the drinking straw comes out just by my nipple.
Nice.
And Cornelius
that imagery.
Suckles at me. And I'm only doing that because I think it's going to add to my life expectancy. That's the only reason.
Well done, you. Again.
Thank you very much. What else is in the papers?
Should we move on to the metro? What would you say is the top three things you use your phone for? Smartphone in this day and age.
Looking at the internet.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything specific?
Yes,
like social media,
but it's not broadcastable.
Oh, okay.
I suppose communicating with...
texting?
Texting, yes.
WhatsApping.
Not so much these days do I use it as a telephone.
Yeah.
Because nobody seems to do that anymore.
Yes, and that is what mobiles.co.uk have found out. They've done a survey. They've asked 2,000 people what they... popular reasons why they check their or use their smartphone. The top reason. What, do you want to guess where calling comes under the list? What number? So there's 11 uses here, and
I think calling's quite low. I think calling's down to about seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I think people play games on it. I think they communicate via social media,
yeah.
And I think they look at pornography.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for five.
Five. You're both wrong, unfortunately. 11.
That's stupid.
So 88% texting.
Camera is going to be up.
Camera's third.
Yeah.
No, fourth, sorry.
All right, go on.
Facebook's above camera by 1%. They got 62%.
Yeah.
Camera 61. Reading the news, 58%. Online shopping, 56%. And I think I can see here in the extras, I think it's... Oh, I can't read that out. Okay. All right, yeah. So banking, 45. I never knew banking and online shopping.
Is that a typo?
No. Watching videos on YouTube, 42%, which is 10th, which is above calling people.
Use my phone for banking.
Do you?
I use the Nationwide app, and you get to call it whatever you... you get to put in a name in, and it will call you that whatever. So when I open up, it just says, "Good morning, Big Daddy."
So your mum calls you.
No.
And there we must leave the diversity paper review. For time is not our friend.
Time is not. Yes, your friend.
If we had children,
friend,
this feature would have been 2 minutes longer.
Yeah, I'm a bit too young for that. But yeah. Well done, you.
Thank you again. That is Ez with our diversity paper. Reminders of your diversity.
Black.
Good.
Yeah,
well checked.
Yeah, there we go.
Good. Now, different diversity does the diversity pay per view each day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Yes, thank you very much. We'll see you again next time.
Problem.
Lovely to see you. In the next bit of the programme, then, on the way. Well, today's mystery quiz, of course, your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not. He is lying.
In our mystery quiz in around half an hour's time, you could walk away with...
No, you cannot.
£5,000 and a holiday.
Zero. No, not a holiday.
And a car.
No, none of these prizes are available on Talk Radio at the moment.
Snowflake Safe Space is coming up as well. If you're just a bit frightened or offended by something, come on into our safe space, tell us your trigger word, and we'll help you through it. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Work experience punditry as well. The Big Debate at 3, all your reactions, a foreign correspondent, and a game in which you can take part. In return, we will give you a meaty souvenir. It's called Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. That's how it works. You can get... register your interest to play. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
it
like.
It is Talk Radio. It's coming up at 2 o'clock. The news is... Oh, Headline Hijack. We've got to do Headline Hijack. We need a winner. Of course we do. Headline Hijack. A made-up news story in the news next. Who's won, Connie?
Someone called Olaf.
Olaf?
Yes.
Right, where's Olaf from?
Olaf is apparently from the New Forest.
Okay, Olaf, well done. You have got your made-up news story in the news next with Tanya. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Gary, I came as quick as I could. What's the matter, Larry? All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pullout for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
TradePoint, we've got low prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like Gyprock Square Edge Plasterboard, 1800 by 900 by 9.5 mil, just £3.86 a length. And 20 kilogram post-crete, just £3.89 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. TradePoint!
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental. 36-month hire agreement. Subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Tani with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM hails defining Brexit moment. Plus, running champion jailed for trying to kill official. And court rules headscarves can be banned at work.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon.
This will be a defining moment for our whole country as we begin to forge a new relationship with Europe and a new role for ourselves in the world.
The Prime Minister says her timetable of triggering Article 50 by the end of this month remains on track. It's expected Theresa May will do this after the 27th of March, after her Brexit bill was cleared last night. MPs rejected amendments allowing Parliament a final vote on a Brexit deal and guaranteeing rights for EU migrants, something Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn condemned in the Commons today.
The Prime Minister said she wanted to provide certainty on EU nationals as soon as possible. So then why have they voted down every Labour attempt to bring certainty?
Meanwhile, Theresa May also hit back at Scotland's First Minister over the consequences of calling for a second independence referendum, saying this should be a time to bring the country together. In other news, a transgender athlete has been jailed for 18 years for trying to murder a UK athletics official in a row about test samples. 42-year-old Lauren Jessica was told her unprovoked attack on Ralph Nibbs was cool and calculated. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
Lauren Jessica was born male but won 3 English women's fell running championships. The court heard the results were declared null and void, and so in March last year, Jessica drove from her home in Wales all the way to Birmingham, calmly walking into an open plan office and stabbing former rugby player Ralph Nibbs in his head and neck. She injured 2 other UK athletic stars, staff and will serve at least 12 years behind bars for the crime.
A custody sergeant and two detention officers have been found not guilty of killing a man with mental health problems in police custody. They were accused of manslaughter by gross negligence after Thomas Orchard was restrained in Exeter in 2012. And companies can ban workers from wearing visible religious symbols, according to a ruling by European judges. It's after two women were fired by the security firm G4S for wearing Islamic headscarves.
Thanks very much.
That's all right.
How was that for you?
Lots of news around today.
There is a lot of news.
Busy day.
There is a lot of news. Yeah. And we're now half an hour closer to...
Animal news.
Yeah. Is there a lot of animal news around today?
Do you know what? I've got loads.
I'm going to have to
trim it down.
All right.
Take some out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Animal news on the way in an hour and a half. It's bonus news. They're there to make the time up, of course. With Tanya, weather? I guess there is some.
There is some.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Find out what the weather is.
Sunshine and showers for Scotland, but it's drier elsewhere across the UK, and it's once again feeling pretty mild. Spring has sprung, 14 Celsius.
There you go. And that was Tanya, and now here's Ben, look, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Craig Shakespeare takes charge of his first game as full-time Leicester manager tonight, with his side aiming to reach the Champions League quarter-finals. Leicester need to overturn a 2-1 deficit at home to Spanish side Sevilla. Claudio Ranieri was sacked after that first leg defeat, with the club winning both their Premier League matches since. Shakespeare thinks that's given them a real impetus.
We give ourselves a great opportunity. The atmosphere will be electric. I'm expecting the team to take the momentum from the two results, to take the confidence that they've gained from that, and really play on the front foot. It makes for a very interesting game because of the away goal.
Fulham will move into the Sky Bet Championship playoff places with a win over struggling Blackburn. They would move out of the relegation zone if they avoid defeat at Craven Cottage. Wolves, who are just a point above the bottom three, go to Brentford. Finally, to Cheltenham, 25-1 shot, LeBake took the supreme novices hurdle. Yanworth is the favourite for the champion hurdle, the feature race on day one. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government has announced that in order to combat various crises they're facing, such as prison overcrowding and a struggling NHS, measures will be brought into place to discourage people from procreating until it's sorted out. The first measure is to deter women from getting pregnant by banning people from having to give up their seats on busy trains and buses.
Tanya, thank you very much indeed. Tanya there with the news, Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next, we will safely guide you into our snowflake safe space here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. In other breaking news, celebrity Big Brother news. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where's this?
There's sources that I read on the NME.com.
Yes.
That apparently OJ Simpson is being approached to go in this year's Celebrity Big Brother.
Right.
OJ Simpson.
OJ, the murderer OJ Simpson.
No, he's not a murderer. You're completely wrong. Stop saying that immediately.
Right. He did do it, though, didn't he?
No. He did go to prison for something. He did do that.
He did do that,
yeah.
But not that murder.
No. He didn't do that. God.
And he's going into...
Should we not do this, Ash?
He's going into the... Is he going into the Big Brother house?
He's being approached.
Is he just standing outside murdering someone on the doorstep?
No, he hasn't murdered anyone.
He absolutely hasn't. No, you're right. Anyway, so this afternoon we thought we don't want him to be in there alone, the OJ Simpson, do we? So what we thought is we'd come up with other celebrity Big Brother housemates that would be equally appropriate as OJ Simpson. So, for instance, Oscar Pistorius perhaps could go into to the.
He did do it.
He did.
Yeah,
yeah,
he did do it.
The dentist who shot Cecil the Lion. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, he'd be a good booking.
A celebrity now, isn't he?
Yeah, controversial.
It seems that Big Brother, the point of the exercise, of course, is that the Big Brother producers appear to have no morals. So we're just kind of helping along with that. Robert Mugabe, maybe, would make it be great in the Big Brother house. I'm presuming that, I mean, I haven't seen Big Brother, like, since series one, but I presume there's still a house or something. Robert Mugabe would be good in the diary room, wouldn't he? What suggestions do you have there?
I thought who would be good to get, and this would be a real coup.
Yes.
Coney. Remember from 2012 and that video when the fine make Coney famous? Well, one of the best ways to make him famous would to be put him in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Yes.
That would really kick, because he's been quiet since 2012, Coney.
All right, then. What about that dog Fenton?
Yeah, you know,
Fenton! That dog, remember that?
Yeah.
Get him in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
The crazy frog as well.
Yes. The flat Eric. Do you remember from the jeans advert?
No.
It was a puppet of a Eric.
One of the girls?
Hmm?
From... One of the two girls from...
Oh, that film?
Yeah.
Which one? The one on the left or the one on the right?
Either or would be
I say get. Bucket. I say take that, just put the cup in there.
Yeah.
Jihadi John.
Yes, he would bucket. Be a great, yeah.
Anyway, there's a rumour in the press that O.J. Simpson... because nobody has any morals, is going to be in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Who would you put in the Celebrity Big Brother house as well? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with who you'd put in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
We will, of course, pass your suggestions along to the producers. Now it is time to help someone. It's time to enter our Snowflake Safe Space. That's right. Are you a millennial with a chip on their shoulder? You have a hard time of it, don't you? All that abuse you get from people just calling you a snowflake. We think it's out of order. It's absolutely your right to be offended by absolutely anything. Of course it is. We agree. We say yes, millennials. We say yes, yes, yes. What are you offended by and why? It's a threatening world, isn't it? As we said yesterday, you've only got to read about what they're doing at universities. The fact that one university has realised that Chinese food shouldn't be called Chinese food because apparently it's cultural appropriation of Chinese food, so it should just be called food. The University of East Anglia stopped their local restaurant from having a Tex-Mex night and giving out sombreros to freshers because it was cultural appropriation. This is a safe space for you if you're offended by anything at all. Your chance to air your fears and terrors of the trigger situations. Such as someone, yes, wearing a foreign hat. Imagine the horror. Welcoming into the Snowflake Safe Space today is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Tom. Welcome. It's a safe space for you to do anything inside without fear. Tom, without fear of being offended, this is where you bring your offence and your shame, your middle-class privilege, Ben, whatever it is, you just bring it in here, check that privilege at the door and be a feminist or a fluid norm or whatever you want to be in here.
A dragonkin, transphobic, whatever.
Yeah, anything you want to be, right? Apart from, don't be transphobic.
don't be that.
That's offensive. Right, so what's your trigger word, Tom? What sets you off?
My trigger word, well, it's a trigger phrase, really.
Yeah.
Is people saying it's not unusual.
Okay, and why? Tell us why.
Because my second name is Jones.
You're Tom Jones?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that's not unusual. You know, it's quite a common...
Aren't you supposed to be a comedian?
Oh, good. It's quite a common... All right, calm down, Snowflake. It's quite a common... So did you get that a lot, though, Tom?
Every time I meet somebody new.
Right, just like...
Every time.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And I've never heard anybody make a joke about the book or any other song.
Yeah. That's odd they've gone for that one, isn't it? Because,
yeah.
I mean, they could have gone for Green Grass of Home.
Yeah?
They could have, you know...
He has a... Or sex bomb.
Has no one ever said you're a sex bomb?
No, not once.
Well, the problem is, you see, you've actually stumbled into the snowflake arena that you can't say the word bomb these days because that is offensive.
Mm, right? Or sex.
Yeah.
Because that's gender.
Yeah, exactly. So what you've said is you've just gender shamed.
Bombs.
A bomb. Yeah. Right? And, you know, and you've got to ask yourself this question, haven't you? What if a sex bomb went off, what would it shower people with? And no one wants that. Right, imagine that.
Glitter.
Probably not.
Multicoloured glitter.
Probably not. Well, you have some very weird sex, Tom. That's all I'm going to say to you. All right, so look, in terms of, you know, we've already touched on several awkward, offensive, sensitive areas. I realise people listening to this will now have been triggered because we've said sex and bomb. But you get triggered by it's not unusual. So what? Talk us through it then. What don't you like about it? What does it do to you?
How do you feel when someone says it to you? Does it give you chills and fever?
It just brings on a crushing sense of despair.
Mm.
That's going to define the entire rest of my existence.
Yeah. Have you thought about changing your name, Tom?
Yeah, helping yourself.
Yeah, I should do, really.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit too lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, did you just say she's a lady?
No, I don't think I did. I just said I'm too lazy. I'm not going to fall down that trap.
What's your, I mean, do you give your, because again, it's all very important around this, do you give us your consent to help you through this?
Yes.
Good, that's good. Just getting that out there, it's going to be absolutely clear. So, okay, well, you know, I think you have the right, as everyone does, okay, to have people not say that to you. Don't you? So next time someone says it's not unusual, you say, stop them, and you say, no, I have the right for you not to say that to me. You know,
right,
they shouldn't be assuming either that you are, because you're called Tom Jones, no one should assume you're a man either. That's the other important thing, isn't it? Because you might not, do you identify as a Welsh singer?
No.
Right, but it is your right to identify as a Welsh singer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's what's important here. So if it happens again, you should be pointing out that it is your right to identify as a Welsh singer. In many ways, it's not unusual for you to have that right.
Mm.
No, I don't suppose it is, really, is it?
And my advice to you is get a load of other Tom Jones songs and just you don't speak in any other... Don't use any other words. Just answer everybody in a series of Tom Jones songs. Couldn't you? Have you got a discography up there?
Yeah.
So for instance, throw one at us.
So you just go, oh, hey, what's up, pussycat?
Yeah.
What's new, pussycat?
Yeah.
Or, you know.
So they go, it's not unusual. You go, it's not what's up, what's new, pussycat?
Mm.
Obviously, by the way, while we're here, we should make it clear that it's every cat's right to identify as a dog if it wants to. As well, this is very important. Do you see what a minefield it is? I mean, it's, you know, we don't want to offend anyone. That's the point of the snowflake section.
We should also say you're more than welcome in any way to take off your hat. Or you can leave the hat on.
Leave it on, can't you? Yeah. And again, it doesn't have to identify as a hat either. You know, if you want to have a hat on but call it a coat, you know, that's fine too. Everything is fine. It's basically... if it's a cloth hat, it's cloth fluid, right? It doesn't have to identify as a particular item of clothing. That's what's important. Anyway, listen, Tom. Well, thank you for joining us in our snowflake safe space and letting us know what offends you.
It's okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. I hope we've helped. Are you offended by anything at all? Then probably, because it's fashionable now, isn't it? So why not get in touch and talk us through what your trigger word is, and we will, as we did with Tom there, do our best to help you. It's our new safe space for snowflakes, Snowflake Safe Space, on the radio, possibly the only one. And when we've eventually worked out exactly what the feature is, you know, it might work. So there it is. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoon, and next we will be giving away £5,000.
No, we won't.
£5,000 is up for grabs.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 in a game of mystery quiz.
It's not available.
You win a house.
No, you can't.
We'll pay your mortgage off for a year.
That is wrong.
You win a car.
Nope.
And a speedboat.
Nope.
And all of those things.
Nope,
next,
no.
On Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Skybet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Doovan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Skybet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M3 is heavy southbound. This is because of a broken down vehicle. As you move away from the M25 at Junction 2 through to Junction 3 for Lightwater and Bagshot. Through Southend on Sea, the Southend arterial road is heavy because of roadworks. The situation to the west of Grimsby has changed. The A18 through Great Limber has partially reopened as the ongoing recovery of an Overton lorry continues there. And for delays for traffic in the Knutsford area of Cheshire, if you're using the A50 Holmes Chapel Road, which runs parallel to the M6, still closed for emergency repairs. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The barking food boffins at Tesco reckon they've created a new dog food that's so good, even humans will want to eat it, which sounds like a challenge for the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Join me tomorrow morning from 6 when I'll be taking part in a live, yum yum, dog food taste test with world-leading fluffy gourmet Poppy the Cabochon Pooch. Will it be pedigree yum from Poppy or a right dog's breakfast for Paul, which will leave me feeling rough? Find out on tomorrow morning's Super Pooper Scooper edition of the Full Set Barkfest.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Oh no, she's left a little whoopsie on the carpet. Naughty Poppy, naughty Poppy. We love her, really.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Imagine Paul Ross doing something to do with dogs and dog... Oh, I didn't think that through, did I? Because he went...
Dogging.
Yeah. Paul Ross with your dogging breakfast tomorrow on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, it's your chance. This is great news for you if you are a fan of money or would like some. Because we've got £5,000 to give away in today's...
£5,000 is not available.
Mystery quiz! So, this is where we give away big money on the programme, of course, making us very much like Heart or Capital or something.
We do not give away big money like Heart or Capital, no.
£5,000 could well be yours. All you have to do...
No, it could not.
...is identify. We're also giving away a house today.
No, we're not.
And pay your mortgage off on...
No, we won't.
And a car.
Why would
and
we
car.
Pay a mortgage on that?
A car as well, no. And a boat.
No, that's not correct.
A cuddly toy and a fondue set.
All of which... none of that is available.
And all you have to do to win the lot is get...
You can't win anything on this show ever.
Guess the item, the mystery... object to the mystery quiz. Now, I'm going to hold up something in front of the microphone. All you need to do is identify it. That's all you have to do. Okay? That's it. If you get it correctly, you win all of that stuff. £5,000, a house, a car.
£5,000 is not available.
Speedboat, a fondue.
A house, a car, a speedboat, a fondue set.
A cuddly toy.
Or a cuddly toy. None of that is available for this.
Here comes today's mystery object. Here we go.
Be gentle.
Quite heavy on this one. Right, okay. What is that? Have a good listen to it. Yeah?
I don't think I've ever been this close to one.
What I know. What is that? What is it? Your guesses are very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Put it down again. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
£10,000.
Why have you just doubled it? Well, I mean, there's nothing up for grabs.
It's a bonus prize.
Nope.
A house.
Nope.
Car.
Nope.
Holiday.
Not available.
All to win on the program.
No, it's not.
All.
Nope.
On the mystery quiz.
Shut up.
Are any guesses coming in, Cornelius?
Yes.
What
already,
are they? What are they?
This is come in from
it's a mystery object
Samuel, who says,
Samuel.
Is it the NHS crisis?
That is a good guess, but it's not correct.
It's not,
no.
It looks like it.
Gene has been on saying that's absolutely easy this week, John. Easiest it's ever been. It's a sturgeon called Nicola. You're holding up a dead fish. You called it Nicola. Is it that? No, it isn't. Ah, very close, Gene. Paula thinks I'm holding up a game of Twister.
Mm.
Does that look like a game of Twister to you? I mean,
no.
In some ways...
You can play Twister on that.
Not really. So, no, I'm afraid that money isn't yours.
Very dangerous.
Isn't yours at all. Cornelius, what else
is
you doing?
This is from...
Yeah.
Pardon me. Richard, who says, is it Prince William's ski goggles?
From the news?
From the news,
no,
yeah.
It's no,
he's been skiing.
No, it's not. Neither, Dan, is it a Brexit. I'm not holding up a Brexit. That'd be much lighter than the thing I had to hold up. A lot of people saying, is it an egg? Are you holding up
No, I think they might just be saying that because it smells like an egg in the building.
Yes, and that's because of our assistant producer, Cass, who eats egg all day. Egg after egg after egg after egg after a egg after a egg after egg after a egg. It's not an egg. Your guess is coming in, I suppose, really.
Yeah, logically, I suppose.
Logically to that, so...
I suppose.
Because you can win £5,000.
No, you cannot!
87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
While you're guessing, well, you listen to Talk Radio, by the way, I am John Holmes. Now, all this week on our sister station, Talk Sport, the sports breakfast show with Alan Brazil and Hawksby and Jacobs are all coming live from the Cheltenham Festival, of course, where they'll be keeping you up to date with all the action from trackside. Now, here on Talk Radio, we too are getting in on the action every single day. Because this week, every day on this show, TalkSport's premier sports reader Ian Abrahams, better known as Moose, will be here to give us his top horse tips throughout the Cheltenham Festival. So now it's time for today's edition of Moose's Horse Tip of the Day.
It's Moose's Horse Tip of the Day, brought to you in association with Barry's Bolt Guns, making sure putting down your horse isn't a total mare.
Hi everyone, it's the Moose out of TalkSport, and it's day one of Cheltenham, so I'm here to give you some daily tips. Today's tips are all about ensuring your horse has proper food and shelter. Here's today's tips then. 1. Your horse needs to have shelter throughout the year to protect it from both the elements and also biting insects. Although horses can sleep while standing up, they get much better sleep while laying down. You need to provide bedding for your horse to ensure it gets a comfortable night's sleep. I mean, a duvet would be good, but straw, wood shavings or hemp are suitable options. And of course, your horse will get hungry. Hey, you'll get hungry. An average-sized horse can eat up to 20 pounds of food each day. That's nothing. Greenish-coloured hay should do. Don't feed them yellow, dusty, mouldy, smelly hay or hay with fine dust flakes or clumps of plant matter. This can cause colic and respiratory issues, and trust me, you don't want any of those. Finally, don't forget to give your horse clean, fresh water every day. Horses need 8 gallons of it each day. Blimey, they drink as much as Alan Brazil. Anyway, that's all my horse tips for today. Have a good afternoon.
There we go. That's Moose's horse tip of the day there. It's Cheltenham Festival, of course. So if you're a Cheltenham Festival goer, then it's worth listening to Talk Radio all week for those horse tips, I think. Horse tips there with Moose. Now, in the next bit of the programme, it is, of course, work experience punditry. We invite a work experience in here from out of the office and we give them something to review. It's their leg up into the industry. That's what we tell them. The reality of it is that they're free and it fills half an hour. There is the big debate at 3 o'clock on the way as well. We'll be talking to our foreign correspondent about a foreign story later, live from somewhere foreign in the original foreign. And there will be an on-air game of Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare for the radio, all coming before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Plus, of course, the answer to today's mystery object quiz. Find out if anyone's guessed it correctly. And you can win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
It's 2:30 now on Talk Radio and elsewhere. Swear, probably. I haven't checked, but I'm guessing that's the case. I'm John Holmes. Tani's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Nicola Sturgeon says she has a cast-iron democratic mandate for holding a second Scottish independence referendum. The First Minister will put it to Holyrood next week, saying she wants Scotland's people to decide its own future after the UK voted to leave the EU. But Theresa May insists she's been working with the Scottish Government on Brexit.
Listening to their proposals and recognising the many areas of common ground that we have, such as protecting workers' rights and our security from crime and terrorism. So, Mr. Speaker, this is not a moment to play politics or create uncertainty.
The Prime Minister's also told the Commons the official Brexit process approved last night will be a defining moment for the country. A custody sergeant and two detention officers have been found not guilty of killing a man with mental health problems in police custody. Thomas Orchard died in hospital a week after being arrested and restrained at a police station in Exeter in October 2012. The trio denied manslaughter by gross negligence. Thomas's mum, Alison, says she'll keep campaigning for justice.
The pain of the past 4.5 years has diminished us, and today is a huge setback. But on behalf of those vulnerable people and in memory of our lovely Tom, our fight for truth and transparency continues.
A former champion fell runner has been jailed for the attempted murder of a UK athletics official in a row over test samples. Lauren Jessica left Ralph Nibbs with life-threatening injuries after stabbing him at Birmingham's Alexander Stadium a year ago. The 42-year-old transgender athlete from Powys has been locked up for 18 years. A 14-year-old kickboxer has died after being injured during a national competition. Scott Marsden was taken to hospital on Saturday after he collapsed towards the end of an English title fight in Leeds. And European judges have ruled companies can ban workers from wearing visible religious symbols. It's after two women were fired by a security firm for wearing Islamic headscarves. The weather, well, some sunshine and showers for Scotland, cloudy with bright spells elsewhere across the UK, and feeling mild again with the high 14 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
There is more news in half an hour. There's also more news in an hour, of course, Tania, where we bring you bonus news. Today it's
animal news.
It's animal news. Only an hour to wait now. Already we have been teased because Tani said the animal news in an hour will contain news of sexy tortoise.
Mm.
Is that still your headline?
Yes.
Sex tortoise.
Sex tortoise.
Yes.
Yep. And it also involves a cat and a snake.
With the tortoise?
No,
I mean, that
separate
is a threesome
story.
And a half.
No, oh, separate, oh, right. Separate story. But again,
it's not that pleasant.
Isn't it?
Well, the first one's pleasant for the tortoises.
Okay.
But the second story, yeah, it's a bit...
is it?
Yeah, it's a rather interesting one, this
one. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've only got an hour to wait now. Good news all round for bonus animal news.
Yeah.
Good weather?
Oh, yes, we've got the weather. I did the weather. I told you the weather.
Probably were. Wasn't listening.
You weren't listening. No. Shame on you.
Thanks, though. So all of that. And work experience punditry on the way as well this afternoon as we invite music review. Who's coming in today? Is it
Michael?
Michael's in today. And it's music reviews. Of course, it's Tuesday. That's what we do. And he'll be here because we've taken him away from the photocopier for half an hour in order to provide us with some content that we don't have to pay for. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Listen to my show at 10 o'clock tonight because we've got the one and only Korean Billy.
Then let's take a look at some Geordie dialect words.
Oh, where the lads? I'm going up to Aldi to get myself some chips, our kid.
Now we know some Newcastle dialect words.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you were listening just before the news there with Tanya, you'll be aware that we are giving away £5,000.
No, we are not.
On the programme. All to those who can correctly guess the mystery object. Now, I held something up in front of the microphone. All you have to do is correctly identify it. If you get it right, you'll win £5,000.
No, you will not.
That simple. It's like Capital or Heart when they do it, isn't it? And trying to bribe their listeners to listen to their dirge, but without the... Because they don't want to listen otherwise, unless they paid them to do so. So anyway, £5,000...
is not available.
And a house. We're giving away
a house.
We're going to pay...
No, we're not.
Pay the
we're not.
Pay the mortgage
off.
On your house.
Not true.
A fondue set.
No, why do you keep saying a fondue set? Who
toy,
even wants that?
A television.
No, none of that. A television. No.
This is from Thomas. It's quite easy today. Hashtag mystery object. He's got it on Twitter. It's obviously a once-in-a-lifetime Scottish referendum that you were holding up in front of the microphone. John, easy. I'll have a house, please. Thomas! It's not right. I didn't hold up a Scottish referendum. It's a good guess. Neither did I, as we learned earlier. I didn't hold up an egg. I didn't hold up a game of Twister, although I think it was Gene that was close with that one. A sturgeon called Nicola. Nope. More guesses coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, M. Young says, are you holding up a fondue set?
Ah.
No, there's no fondue set involved in this game.
Apart from the one that we're giving away as a prize.
No, we're not giving away that.
The French tickler says, John, were you holding a beaver up in front of the microphone? To which the answer is no, but again, I can see why you might have thought I would. Cornelius?
Lee White has asked if it's something that we will never be able to say.
Where's that, then?
On Twitter.
Oh, yes. No, we're not going to say that on the radio, are we?
No.
That would get us into a lot of trouble, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lee, for your guess. is it a... is it a DVD, John, of the popular 80s Saturday evening tea time staple BJ and the Bear?
No one said that.
They have. And the answer to that is no, it isn't. BJ and the Bear, though, of course, was very funny, wasn't it? Because the protagonist of it, BJ, had he travelled around with his best friend Bear, if you remember it from Saturday Tea Times.
No, I don't.
And he's best friend B.J. McKay and his best friend Bear, but he was a trucker. And his best friend Bear wasn't a bear at all. It was a chimpanzee. But here's the funny thing. It was called Bear, but it wasn't
I know, you've said this before.
It wasn't a bear. It was a monkey. It was a chimpanzee. And from there, the humour arose. BJ was the trucker, McKay, and his best friend. They had a truck. He had a truck. He used to drive around. He used to go trucking around in it. And next to him was his best friend. But what was funny was it wasn't a human even. It was an animal, and it was called Bear. But it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
A chimpanzee. But its name was Bear.
I know.
Anyway, no.
I understand the concept.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. But it was a chimpanzee.
I understand.
And he's called...
Shut up.
Right. Anyway, I wasn't holding that up. So we're going to have to roll the £5,000 over.
There's no £5,000 to roll over.
So next week we'll be giving away £10,000.
No, we will not.
Two houses.
No.
Two holidays.
No.
Two fondue sets.
No.
Two cuddly toys.
It's not Ant and Dec Saturday night takeaway.
Yeah, but they get the ratings, don't they? So I'm trying to do the same
Yeah,
thing.
But you, we can't. We don't have that stuff to give away.
I know, but if we just say I have it. We'll
no, but you, that's not legal.
I've rolled it over. It's
no,
10,000.
There's nothing to roll 10, over.
£10,000.
Will not be available on this show, I presume, ever.
Three houses.
No. Not available.
Two cuddly toys.
No. Not available.
A speedboat.
Not available.
A sea to sail it on.
How do you give that away?
It's just a lot of water, isn't it?
Idiot.
Right. All to give away in next week. No one guessed it. Next week's mystery quiz.
No, it's not.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Mike's work experience... do you prefer Michael or Mike?
Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard you call Mike.
No, I was just checking. Michael's here. He's a work experience pundit. He does work experience, but he's not doing that now because we put him in front of a microphone and he's going to review some music for us next on Talk Radio as we move the afternoon swiftly along. What new teasers, Michael? What new music have you got?
We've got three comebacks.
Right. That'll do. Stay there.
Okay.
That's all we need to keep listening, frankly. Tanya's teased everybody with news of Sex Tortoise later, and then you've got three comebacks. So
could be related.
Find out.
It's more of a shell. Right, 20 to 3, we'll be doing Work Experience Punditry next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced, most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each, or grab 100 raw plug metal self drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get three rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays to the north of Harrogate at the moment because of the A61 Ripon Road closure. Through Ripley, it's closed after a serious accident. Knutsford's A50 Holmes Chapel Road is still closed for emergency repair, so quite busy around the closure points. And for the A537, which takes you through Chalford as a diversion. Through West Pinchbeck in Lincolnshire, the A151 Dozens Bank is closed because of an accident. But better in Surrey, the southbound M3, any congestion caused by a breakdown, junctions 2 to 3 near Lightwater, has eased. I'm Gerina Adams.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. J. Gab's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon to Anil in Leicester, who has just sent us a message saying he absolutely loves the show. Just found it, new listener. Absolutely loves it. So, Anil Patel, thank you very much. How kind. Right, so, the news. Have you seen the news today?
No.
Anil probably hasn't either. But Anil, look, it's going to help you now. Because the news, if you're looking at the newspapers, it's all Brexit this and Brexit that. And Prince Harry trip here and thingy that. And thing. Mm. Mm. Right, all it's very complicated. The news is very complicated.
Ugh, I can't get my head around
it. No, well, Cornelius, and indeed Anil, you don't have to, because we're here for you. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. Why would I say that? Well, I'll tell you why, because that pertains, of course, to Oriental short form verse, traditional Japanese poetry, if you will. What we do is take the news and we run it through that in order to make it more comprehensively understood. We call it the news in haikus.
Lazy children, stop exercising at 7 because it gets dark.
The news in haikus. Okay, time for work experience punditry then. If you've ever been in a place of work, you're probably familiar with the concept of a work experience. They are there, of course, to be the dog's body. They often will clear up a dog's body, if indeed someone has left one lying around, and then take it to the photocopier and photocopy the dog's body in order to provide evidence to the court later. They'll also make a cup of tea. That doesn't necessarily involve a dog's body. However, unless, of course, the kettle doesn't work and you can warm up the water in the dog's body if it's still warm. Anyway, we don't make our work experiences do any of that. What we do instead is bring them in here and give them proper real-world work experience by putting them in front of a microphone and giving them a leg up into the industry, the media industry. That's why they're here. We're here to help them, and we're here to help Michael today. Well, that's what we tell him anyway. The reality, as everyone knows, is that it's literally because we don't have to pay him. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Now, new music you're reviewing for us.
I am reviewing new music for you.
You teased us with comeback. Who's comebacks?
Well, I have three big comebacks,
right,
and then one new person.
Oh,
who's coming for the first time into the music industry.
Right. Where are you going to start?
I'm going to start with the big news that came out last week, John, of the band Fleet Foxes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, were you a fan of Fleet Foxes?
I had their first album.
Second one?
No.
Didn't bother?
No, I didn't like it enough to buy the second one.
Did you not?
I thought it was all right.
Well, that's a shame.
Right.
But you might be interested to hear that they've released a new single.
I'm interested here.
Yeah. Last week, they released the song 3rd of May / Oda Gahara.
Right, they got the date slightly mixed up there, didn't they?
Well,
bit of marketing.
I'll tell you about the 3rd of May.
Oh, do.
The 3rd of May is significant because that's when they released their last album in 2011, Helplessness Blues, on the 3rd of May.
I see.
So they haven't been around for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. 6 years.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
quite long.
They drop a song on the internet. They just dropped it.
Yeah, just like a mic drop.
They just dropped that song and went, have some of that, people.
Are we going to hear some?
Yeah, let's hear
some. I thought we would. What's it called?
3rd of May / Odia Gahara.
Fleet Foxes.
On the other line. Now that in our town is a castaway.
You don't look impressed.
No, now I remember why I didn't buy their second album.
You don't look impressed.
I like that.
It's a bit boring.
No.
Yes.
No, what you need to do is listen to it again. And then again.
And then again.
Right, shall I tell you a bit about it?
Yes,
because you think, oh, a band's come back after 6 years. They might have a 3 minute radio hit.
Yeah.
Not these guys.
No.
It's a 9 minute long song in three parts.
Of course it is.
Hell yeah. Take that, radio people.
Take that.
Yeah. And take that, yeah. It's in three parts.
Right, which part was that?
That was the first part.
Okay, does it get better or not?
Yeah, the whole thing is good, man. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
And you should listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I find them a bit like a boring Mumford & Sons.
No, they're way better than that.
Really?
They're way better than that, come on. Listen to that voice, listen to that emotion.
Mm.
Listen to that reverb. Find another singer with as good reverb as him, and I will...
They add that, don't they, in post-production?
No, that's him, naturally.
He's got a operation to insert a...
Oh, he's the guy with the fader on the side of his face.
Yeah, the reverb fader.
Yeah, and they inserted a reverb unit into his...
Yeah, a plate.
And you can alter his voice, can't you?
With the plate.
You can pitch shift him.
Yeah. The thing about Fleet Foxes is that they are headlining Latitude Festival.
Yeah, along with Mumford & Sons.
How would you tell them apart? Oh, I know, one's boring, one isn't. That's right.
The 1975 are as well.
1975 playing Latitude. I like Latitude.
Latitude is
a very good festival.
I
went there last year. Did you? Amazing.
It's the best festival vibe.
It's family friendly, just really good fun.
It's great fun.
Also, because they have a big comedy stage there, it's like the second biggest stage at the festival.
Mm.
That's what I like about it. And then they've got all these sort of cool evening activities as well. I think after Glastonbury, it's the best festival going.
Should we go?
Yeah, we could.
Should we go and do this show live from Latitude?
Well, we could try.
Yeah, let's give that a shot.
I saw a talk about the dangers of porn at Latitude. So,
great news.
That's an interesting bad name.
A talk about the... Please welcome, live on stage, a talk about the dangers of porn. Yay! Second album was rubbish. What else is coming back, speaking of...
Yep. The band Alt-J are back.
Alt-J. Yes! Yeah. Oh, what a day.
Yeah.
They've been away for 2 years.
2 years?
In that 2 years, one of them has opened a cafe in East London.
Is it a hipster pop-up?
I assume it is.
Yeah, of course.
Have you heard their music?
I know Alt-J. Yeah.
You're a fan of Alt-J?
I'm quite a fan of Alt-J.
I'm a fan of them, although I did once fall asleep at their gig at Latitude Festival.
Really?
Yeah, I'd done an all-nighter the night before.
Yeah.
It got to the evening and they were playing on this tent. And the thing is with Alt-J, and we'll hear this, I bet, is it very soothing music.
Oh.
And when you have not been to sleep for 24 hours, you will fall asleep.
Well, let's see what we can do. If you're driving, take extra care and attention now as we soothe you with new Alt-J.
Well, that smell of sex good like burning wood. The way we're led lay clean. Too thirsty girls home, left a note and came. Girls from above say hi. The road arose at 5 feet per year along England's east coastline. Was this your first time?
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
Bit of that?
Yeah, that would grow on me, I think.
Yeah.
I like that. The voices, I think, are very good.
Yeah. Well, there was actually the vocals of Wolf Alice's Ellie Roswell in there.
Oh, that was Wolf Alice.
Sort of guested on there.
Yeah.
The song's called 3WW. Which is like three.
See, that annoys me.
Three worn words, I think is what it stands for.
Three worn. Is that like a trigger word?
What?
A worn word?
No, yeah, three worn words. It's meant to be like, oh, I love you.
Oh, warm. Yeah. I thought you said worn.
No, yeah, worn. Worn, like they're worn out.
Oh, not like warning.
No.
I thought you meant they're warning words.
No, three words.
O R N. Whiskey, Oscar, Romeo, Neville, November.
Neville, November? All right, we got his new single.
But if you heard in the lyrics, he was talking about sex, right?
They always do.
I know.
OJ are filthy.
They are. The Independent has called it a deeply sexual song.
Really?
Yeah, and they said that it's like seeing a new animal for the first time. Did you get that vibe?
That's not what came into my head, I'll be honest with you.
No, they've given us another thing that it's like. It's like the camera slowly closing in on an ancient artifact through parting vines in an adventure movie. Again, did you get that vibe?
I mean, no, I just thought it was quite nice.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
If I'm honest. But I like that as a review, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are the Independent's words, not mine.
Of course.
I didn't really find it deeply sexual.
No.
But I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
I don't find discovering...
Much like the act of sex, then. It's not deeply sexual, but it is quite enjoyable.
I don't find the act of discovering a new animal deeply sexual either, which is what the Independent seem to be finding.
Yeah. We need to ask questions about that journalist, frankly. What else? What next?
I've got music now from Amy Mann.
Amy Mann?
Yes. Do you know Amy Mann?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen the film Magnolia?
Yes.
Great film.
It's a good film.
Her music is all over that film.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear her voice, I think of that film.
All right.
She's out with some new music.
What's the single called?
Patient Zero.
This is Amy Mann.
Hip, hip, hooray, hocus pocus. With some magic you can fly through the air. But when you're the guy pulling focus, there are people.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't offensive, was it? I didn't find it offensive in any way, shape or form. It's just sort of nice Amy Mann there.
It's nice Amy Mann there.
Yeah.
Nice Amy Mann there. That's from her new album, Mental Illness.
Okay.
The song is the second song from the album. It's her first album in 5 years.
You're right, with all your comebacks, aren't you?
Yeah, that was the trilogy of comebacks.
A 6, a 2 and a 5 there.
Yep, 6, 2 and a 5, which makes 13, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but I didn't know that's what we were doing.
We had 13 years without those bands, didn't we?
Yeah, but some of them ran concurrently.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, Amy Mann, you're an Amy Mann fan.
I'm an Amy Mann fan. I just love the film Magnolia. And whenever I hear that voice, I just think of those frogs falling through the sky.
Yeah.
And I just get happy again.
Yeah. Do you, whenever you hear Amy Mann, feel compelled to not discover a new animal, but perhaps throw a frog through the sky?
I could do.
Yeah.
I could be persuaded to do that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that would be, I'm not saying a problem necessarily, but, you know, if you were to hurl an amphibian at a cloud, and I saw that happen, I would assume you were listening to Amy Mann while it was going on.
And that's perfectly fine.
Well, it's not perfectly fine. I'm not saying kids should go out and throw frogs, at, you know,
clouds
necessarily. Yeah. Don't throw a frog. You know, because of course, at this time of year, there's lots of frog spawn.
Yeah.
Which is pornography for frogs.
Yeah.
And you see it all around the garden, don't you?
Yeah.
All those frogs looking at it.
And, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Dirty frogs. Yeah. Do you know what? Throw them. Dirty frogs. Teach them a lesson. Teach the filthy frogs a lesson.
Yeah.
Looking at all that frog spawn. Throw them through the sky. That's
and snails.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, Amy Mann. Is this a slam against Amy Mann or against... Yeah.
If you see Amy slam.
She encourages it. If you go and see Amy Mann in concert, I don't know whether you have.
No, I haven't.
But everybody takes a frog.
Yeah.
And then during the end of the show, they all throw the frogs
at them. Yeah, they have those big frog cannons as well.
They do. Oh,
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah. Frogs.
Yeah. They just... I mean, they're, you know those things they use to fire T-shirts into the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just stuff frogs down there.
Yeah, they do.
And just burst them out into the faces of Amy Mann fans.
Gets messy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't buy a new shirt for an Amy Mann. It's the official financial advice,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Covered in frog.
Wear an old shirt.
Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Just covered in...
Don't buy her music.
Covered in slime by the end of that.
Oh, yeah. Slimy Amy. Slimy Amy.
And there we must leave it. thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Michael.
Hmm?
I was just joining in the thanking of Michael.
You were just joining in, were you?
Yeah.
With the banter.
No, just thanking with the manners.
Yeah. Don't. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's Michael. Work experience punditry reviewing new music for us. Are you back soon, Michael?
I can be.
Please do.
I have to wait 13 years of no bands, though.
Yeah. We'll see you in 13 years that run consecutively.
Okay.
All right. Michael there. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there is, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be your chance to get your hands on a meat souvenir. Now, we have a game coming up. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. It's a first-person shooter that we've adapted especially for the radio. If you would like to register your interest to play and thus be on the receiving end of a meaty souvenir, choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we are not racist.
That's right. Or sausages today.
Because we are Tuesday.
That's right. Then here's how to register your interest right now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then put the hashtag meat so we know what you're after. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Gary, I came as quick as I could.
What's the matter, Larry?
All this week, the Sun have only gone and got the favourite pullout for full-on Cheltenham coverage.
You horsing around?
No, and they've also got a new free tipping game with a share of 20 grand up for grabs.
We better trot on and get involved. Pick up the Sun for a full-on Chelter belter.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Ella's one-handed stir fry.
My friends used to say, when you have your first kid, you'll always have your hands full. I had triplets. Now I've only ever got one hand free at the very most. So I've had to learn to do everything one-handed, even cooking. I have mastered the stir fry. I take fresh veg, pork marinated in hoisin, and noodles, then stir it all into a wok. Easy. It's delicious enough to have again and again and again. And simple enough to do while I'm playing peekaboo.
Find Ella's one-handed stir-fry recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, just gone. 3 o'clock, here's Tani with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM hits back at Sturgeon in House of Commons, plus running champion jailed for attempted murder, and French presidential candidate François Fillon under formal investigation.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Theresa May says now is not the time to play politics and create uncertainty in an attack on Nicola Sturgeon. The First Minister says she has a cast-iron democratic mandate to hold a second Scottish independence referendum. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has reiterated to the Commons that she'll start the official process of leaving the EU by the end of the month.
This will be a defining moment for our whole country as we begin to forge a new relationship with Europe and a new role for ourselves in the world. We will be a strong, self-governing, global Britain.
A runner has been jailed for 18 years for trying to stab an athletics official to death in a row over test samples. Ralph Nibbs was left with life-threatening injuries after Lauren Jessica attacked him at Birmingham's Alexander Stadium a year ago. A custody sergeant and two civilian detention officers have been found not guilty of killing a man with mental health problems. 32-year-old Thomas Orchard died in 2012, 7 days after being arrested and taken to a police station in Exeter. The trio denied manslaughter by gross negligence. A crew member rescued after an Irish Coast Guard helicopter disappeared into the sea off the coast of County Mayo has died. Captain Dara Fitzpatrick was on board the aircraft, which vanished this morning. Debris has been found in the water. Three other crew members are still missing. French presidential candidate François Fillon has been given preliminary charges as part of an investigation into the misuse of public funds. The centre-right candidate is accused of giving his wife and children hundreds of thousands of pounds for jobs they never had. He denies any wrongdoing and is vowing to continue his campaign. And European judges have ruled companies can ban workers from wearing visible religious symbols. It's after two women were sacked by a security firm for wearing Islamic headscarves.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Tanya. For the news there.
Pleasure.
Are you enjoying a nice beef bean stew later?
I am.
Yes. We were just talking about that.
I know. Homemade.
Yeah.
What's in it? Is it
beans?
Beans.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing here. Beans and tomatoes.
Yes.
And some chorizo.
So what?
Some chorizo.
Mm.
Not chorizo. I'm half chorizo. Spanish. I can't say chorizo.
Which half of you is Spanish? Your mouth clearly is.
The good half.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you say...
Because I say chorizo.
No,
because...
No, I can't.
You're actually offended by that.
I'm offended. You're,
is that a trigger word?
Yeah. It's a trigger word.
I say chorizo.
That's wrong as well.
Chorizo.
Do you say paella?
No, I say paella.
Paella. Doesn't sound right.
Well,
obviously in Welsh it's pike, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pike.
Well, there you go. That's, yeah.
Pronunciation fun on the radio. In half an hour's time, animal news.
Oh, animal news.
Animal news.
And what a good one it is this week.
Sex tortoises.
Yeah, sex tortoises, cat, snake.
Yes.
And I can also reveal there is an otter involved.
I like the way each news bulletin as the afternoon goes on, you reveal one more animal that might be in it. I like that we build to that.
No llamas or armors.
No, there are no armors. Very good, Con. Very good.
Thanks.
No.
Thanks.
No, there are not.
Okay.
So we've got otters, we've got snakes, tortoises, and there's a couple of more to come.
All right. Weather?
Weather.
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, in Scotland, you can expect some sunshine and showers, but elsewhere it's cloudy with some bright spells around, feeling pretty mild. It's 14 Celsius.
14
today.
Celsius.
14.
14.
Yes.
Thank you. Right, that's Tanya. She got the news. She got the news there. Now here's Ben with pre-recorded sport. Today's pre-recorded sport is live from where some monkeys are milking a cow.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Craig Shakespeare aims to guide Leicester into the quarterfinals of the Champions League this evening after being given the job of manager until the end of the season. They're 2-1 down going into the home leg of their last 16 tie with Sevilla. Shakespeare's spell and caretaker charge brought two much-needed Premier League wins. In midfielder Danny Drinkwater explains how their new boss is getting the best out of them.
Not only the players and the manager, by the way, I think it's one of the biggest games in the club's history. But now back on to a shaky Gaffer team talk. Just enjoy your football, really. You know, just work hard, do the simple things, and hopefully the rest will shine through.
Fulham will move into the Sky Bet Championship playoff places with a win over struggling Blackburn. They move out the relegation zone if they avoid defeat at Craven Cottage. Wolves, who are just a point above the bottom three, go to Brentford. Finally, to Cheltenham, odds-on favourite Altior won the Arkle Trophy. Yanworth's the favourite for the champion Hurdle, the feature race on day one. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is, Ben's sport there today, live, pre-recorded sport, live from a farm where a chimp has been trained to milk cows as a sort of cost-saving measure. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And when I say on the way, I mean now. So good news today, of course, for equality enthusiastic sports lovers as Muirfield Golf Course votes to let women have a go at hitting a small pointless ball with a stick. The golf house was founded in 1744, back before women were even invented. But in recent times, we know that we have women, yet they still haven't been let in because golfers are sexist. But just a couple of hours ago, the rules were updated. Now ladies can play the boring sport just like the men can. And it comes on the same day as the opening of the Cheltenham Festival, of course, where voters have allowed female horses to run around with a man on them for the first time. It's lovely to see horses dressed as ladies, of course, at Cheltenham. They're a sight to see with their dresses and their hats pulled down over their horse faces. And nothing more traditional, of course, at the Cheltenham Festival than a well-dressed horse falling out of its frock because it's too drunk on Prosecco. On reflection, of course, equality in sport is welcome. That's what everyone's saying. Now, on the line well, let's talk to Harry, first of all. Good afternoon, Harry.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Thanks for calling Talk Radio on a telephone.
You're very welcome, John.
Thank you. You're welcome, too.
Now, oh, you're welcome.
No, you're more welcome,
well,
though.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right. Now, so you heard me say the word reflection in there.
Yeah.
You're calling for more reflection. You think, let me get this right, you think reflections are excellent, but there aren't enough of them. You're saying, you're calling for more reflections. We should all have at least three each.
I effing love reflections.
Right.
I think every surface should be reflective. Every surface in my house has a reflection on it.
Yep.
I spend hours alone polishing and polishing and polishing until my arm hurts, John.
Right. And so in terms of what you like to see reflected, is it just yourself or is it everything and everything?
Well, you know, I've got a nice reflection myself, yes, but I do like reflections of other things as well. I like trying to read words backwards in a reflection.
Yep.
I think that's a fun game you can play at home.
Yep.
Like everything.
How many more reflections would you like to see? Put a number on it.
About 20.
Okay. Anthony's on the other line listening to you. Anthony, good afternoon. Afternoon, Anthony.
What's wrong with him?
He likes reflections. He's called up because he's very keen on reflections. Thinks there should be at least 20 more.
Hello, Anthony.
You all right? You all right?
Anthony, you...
I'm all right, are you?
Yeah, have you been eating, like, old oranges?
Have I been... What? Oranges? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Old oranges.
Old oranges? No, I only get new ones.
Right. Anthony, you've called in because you... We're listening to Harry there,
but...
Because
I do not like it.
Why don't you like reflections? What's wrong with them?
Because reflections equals
yes.
Trouble backwards. I should have done that before.
Right.
Reflections, yeah, equals trouble.
Yes. Why? Right. Why? What's trouble?
Say for example, say you're in a shop. Like there's loads of funnies. Like everything's reflecting, so like you can see things. Like people can see you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Anthony, can I just stop you?
If a microwave will fit in your pocket,
can I just?
And then the reflection means that Mr. Jarvis, the store detective, sees you.
Can I stop you there? Have you ever called a radio station before?
Why?
No reason. What do you make of this?
As your mum. I've heard on a sexual business.
What do you make of the... There's no need getting personal. No need to get personal. Don't call a radio station to get personal. There's no need...
On a Saturday night
for that, Anthony, I will cut you off.
Oh, yeah.
yes, hello.
I will cut you off, right?
I'd like to talk about my business.
It's a debate. I want
you to mucky gubbins, and now there's all green powder.
Stop it. I want to ask you a question, and I will cut you off if you don't answer it, right? How I want you to, right? Do you think, on average,
yes, I do.
Reflection. That reflections are getting warmer.
Yes, of course I do, because everything's getting warmer, isn't it? And reflections make that worse. For example, if you were to put an egg in a box filled with foil, it would not hatch.
No, it wouldn't. He's right. He's got a point, Harry, hasn't
he? I suppose he does, yes. But to me, he sounds like one of those idiots that you get on the Talk Radio listeners' Facebook page who have been looking for the best bun for the past week.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like to me.
Are you part of the pro-reflection lobby, Harry? I mean, are you part of what... You are one of these people who just want to see more. And I want to ask you... It's all very well you wanting 20 more reflections, right? But who's going to pay for that? Is it the taxpayer? Where are you going to get the money? What's the cost?
We could crowdfund it, John. We can go on one of those websites and
Can't... No. I'm asking you to put a price on a reflection.
One reflection, how much that would cost?
Yes.
Well, they're very cheap. I'd say about 10 pence.
Right. Well, that's got to come from somewhere, hasn't it?
Well, I can pay for it.
Anthony, help me out here.
Listen, it's all about the money. Once I posted a picture of a bike I was selling on eBay, and the trouble was there was a reflection in the mirror.
Yes.
And everyone could see.
Harry, let Anthony speak.
They could see my bicycle pump.
Yes.
Also, they could see the postcode of the owner of the bicycle, what had been stamped on the frame.
Yeah.
Reflections equals trouble.
If we're going to get rid of reflections, which is what you're calling for, Anthony, that's fair enough.
Yes, please.
Right.
Please.
Would you be willing to retrain as a vampire?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
No, because why not? I stay up quite late.
Yeah.
I don't like spicy food.
Yeah.
I like nuggets. Do you get nuggets?
Do vampires eat nuggets?
I don't know what they're made of. They're just nuggets. Well, presumably.
Let's put that to Harry. It's a good question. Harry, do vampires eat nuggets?
Some do, I suppose.
Well, that's a bit wishy-washy.
There you are, then.
Wishy-washy answer, isn't it? I mean,
what do you want me to say, then?
I want... Do vampires eat nuggets? It's a simple enough question.
Don't call a radio station if you haven't
got an opinion, right? One way or the other.
Do vampires
eat nuggets, yes or no?
Yes!
Thank you! Wasn't that hard, was it? Difficult. We've got your opinion now. Enough. Anthony.
Immigration.
Yes.
I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, rightly so.
Yeah.
You've got a point.
Yeah. Would a vampire eat an immigrant?
Yeah. Vampires are immigrants. That's
immigrants. And there's the problem, isn't it? Coming over here.
Come over here in boxes of soil, John. I've read the book.
I know.
It was a box of soil.
But they don't have... What they don't have is a reflection. You want British soil, don't you? Yeah?
Yeah, British soil.
British soil.
There's nothing wrong with Transylvanian soil.
Have you...
Immigration.
...heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Oh, for God's sake. It's the highlight of my...
Well, you like this, Harry, because you...
No, I haven't heard about it, because I like that.
I'm going to tell you now.
I like it, would I? Come on, man, hit me with it.
Right, well, you would, because Sweden are big fans of reflections, right? So what they've done in Sweden is they've buffed skin.
No, they haven't.
They have. They've polished everybody, all the Swedish people...
You have written this, John, yourself.
By law, all Swedish people now have to be buffed in the morning, right? And so... So their skin is polished, so you can see yourself in other people's faces, right? You don't now see in Sweden any other Swedish person apart from yourself reflected in their face. And what that's done, that's reduced the number of ugly people. So
also,
that's a good thing.
Also, if I can just come in.
Yes, you can, Anthony.
That is why no one in Sweden is called Matt.
Yes.
Ah.
You see?
That's a good gag there.
No, it's.
Oh, mate, do you know what I mean? You're not taking it serious. You're like, oh, like, what is wrong with you?
It's not a joke, Harry. It's not a joke.
You've been
you come on a radio, you won't make a decision as to whether or not you think vampires eat nuggets, and now you're racist. What's wrong with you?
Sniffing dogs' aerosols.
Why don't you call LBC? Go away, Anthony and Harry there on the phone. With a big debate. Harry, sum the debate up for me in one word.
Semen.
Thank you. Anthony.
Can't be bothered, mate.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Quite why Harry's obsessed with all things nautical there. I've got no idea. But anyway, if you would like to venture an opinion, do we need reflections? I mean, Harry, very much for them. Anthony says we don't. Do vampires eat nuggets? Let us know what you think. The number as usual is 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio and Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need reflections in post-Brexit Britain, in Nicola Sturgeon's Britain? Do we need reflections when we've got mobile discos and brake calipers? Let me know. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £69 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Can I help, madam?
I was just having a look at the Nissan Qashqai over there and someone left this briefcase full of so much money.
£2,150 to be exact. It's a brand new feature.
A new feature?
Yes. If you buy it this March, that's how much we'll put towards your deposit.
For March only, Nissan are contributing £2,150 towards your new Qashqai, up to £2,550 towards a Juke, and £3,150 towards an X-Trail at 3.99% APR representative. And hurry, new Nissans registered by the 31st of March will avoid the increase in government road tax, so head to your local Nissan dealer now. Contribution only available with Nissan Finance. Subject to status, over 18s. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. Money won't really be in a briefcase.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
And as they approach the finish in the 10-bet classic, it's stick-a-pin in the paper, followed by Pundit's Choice, and study the full guide. Oh, Tip from Your Mate pushes from the outside. It's neck and neck, but Tip from Your Mate wins!
However you choose your horse, everyone can enjoy the excitement of this week's Cheltenham Festival at 10bet.co.uk, with a matched first deposit bonus of up to £100. When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit, £25. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Maximum bet contribution, 50%. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and knackers only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North of Harrogate, there's still problems for the Ripon Road. The A61 through Ripley remains closed in both directions because of a serious accident. Delays are building on the northbound M6 near Birmingham, junction 7 to 8. Two of the four lanes are out of action. There's been an accident involving a couple of lorries and another vehicle, so quickly building on the approach to that. Through West Pinchbeck in Lincolnshire, the A151 Dozens Bank remains closed because of an accident between Spalding and Bourne. And through Essex, the A12 as you head London bound towards the Boreham interchange is busy because of a breakdown. I'm Jarena Adams.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Listen to my show at 10 o'clock tonight because we've got the one and only Korean Billy.
Then let's take a look at some Geordie dialect words.
Away the lads!
I'm going up to Aldi to get myself some chips, our kid.
Now we know some Newcastle dialect words.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate, of course, on whether or not we need reflections. Reflections have been around, just looking at the history, of course, since about 1938, I think it was, just before the Second World War. And then reflections, of course, weren't used during the war because they were considered to be dangerous. And then they only really came back in around 1945 and I suppose were popularised in the early 1950s. So do we still need reflections, though? I mean, that makes them a lot of years old, doesn't it? We've got mobile discos now and brake calipers. So why on earth do we need reflections? What's been coming in,
Colin? Alex on Twitter says, without reflections, Michael Jackson wouldn't be able to look in the mirror and make that change. You know the one I'm on about.
Yes, we do.
Yes. John, I do perfectly well without reflections. What I do is I get a mirror delivered to me daily, a daily mirror, and that's just like a lesser quality version of the sun.
Thank you very much indeed. This has come in as well. John, remember that fable, the Aesop's fable, where a dog had a bone and it looked at its own reflection in the water, and because the dog thought it was another dog, it got greedy and tried to see if it could get the bone, but all it did was drop the bone in the water, thereby losing its bone. As a consequence of that, John, now we've got crufts. So that's a very good point. Thank you for sending that in, Susan.
Jeff on Twitter also says, everywhere I look, I see reflections. Send them back.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And this has just come in from Arcade Fire. Thank you very much indeed for sending that. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. In the next bit of the programme, you will find that you, my friend, could get meat. You could get meat, right? We've got meat. We've got chicken. We've got beef. We've got lamb. We've got a box of organic veg. It's not racist. And we've got sausages because it's a Tuesday. That's right. And if you would like to indulge yourself in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, we could give you that meat as a souvenir. Register your interest in playing the game. 87222.
Start your message with
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now, with trouble in Europe, of course, it is time to talk to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent. Are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon if you're just joining us. I am lost. Hang on a minute, I forgot. John Holmes, and on the line now from foreign is one of our foreign correspondents here at Talk Radio. Now, Turkey have slammed EU officials, of course, in a row over the Netherlands campaigning. The Turkish Foreign Ministry has rejected a call by top EU officials to show restraint in a row with the Netherlands over political campaigning, described as worthless, an appeal by the EU foreign policy chief. Now, this whole row, of course, has erupted after the Dutch barred Turkish ministers from campaigning among expatriates for a referendum, and the Turkish have said that the Dutch are all Nazis. So, on the line, as I say, is our foreign correspondent, Utku, who is talking to us from foreign. Hello, Utku.
Merhaba.
Yeah.
Nasıl sesin geliyor mu?
Yes. So, thanks for joining us. Now, talk us through what's been going on. So, initially this was to do with the Dutch banning these Turkish rallies, of course. This is to do with the Turkish referendum. What can you tell us?
Bunlar hassas konular tabii. Ben bunlarla ilgili konuşmak istiyorum ama önce size İstanbul Boğazı'ndan bahsetmek istiyorum. İstanbul Boğazı Karadeniz'le Marmara Denizi'nin birbirine bağlayan bir süzgeçli. Genel olarak Kuzeydoğu ve Güneybatı doğrusuna uzanır ve İstanbul şehrini Avrupa yakası, Asya yakası olmak üzere ikiye böler.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, a lot of people listening will agree with that, but also disagree with it at the same time. Why do you think that the Dutch have been referred to as Nazis in this instance?
Orada böyle bir şey var. Boğazın her iki yakasına yayılmış yerleşim bölgesine de Boğaziçi adı verilir. İstanbul Boğazı, Marmara Denizi ve Çanakkale Boğazı ile birlikte Türk Boğazları olarak adlandırılır. Avrupa ile Asya kıtalarını birbirinden ayıran doğal sınırlardan biri olarak kabul edilir ve 1 Mayıs 1982 tarihinde yürürlüğe giren İstanbul Liman Tüzüğü uyarınca İstanbul Boğazı'nın kuzey sınırı
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But I mean, there are concerns about immigration and Islamic radicalism, of course. What's the feeling on the ground in Turkey about that?
O konuda şöyle bir görüşümüz var. Boğaz'ın kıyıları tarih boyunca değişik uygarlıklara yurt olmuş. Milattan önce 685 yılında Megara'dan gelen Yunanların günümüzde tarih yarımadada olarak adlandırılan bölgede bir şehir devleti kurmasıyla gelişerek büyümüştür. Tabii burada gerek kentin gerekse ülkenin yurt dışı tanımlarında baş öğelerinden biri olarak kullanılmaktadır.
What you're saying is true, I think, but it's a case of high passions, isn't it? I mean, it's moving on from a diplomatic row. Are we looking at war?
Orada İstanbul halk taşımacılığının dip noktalarından biri olan Boğaz'da tavar arası ulaşım, deniz otobüsleri, yük, araç ve yolcu taşıyan feribotlar, şehir hatları, vapurları ve yolcu motorlarıyla da desteklenmektedir. Burada tabii Londra'dan Pekin'e demir yolunu kullanarak gitmek mümkün olacaktır.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be Rotterdam, it could be anywhere, it could be Liverpool or Rome, couldn't it?
Kesinlikle, evet.
What are the wider repercussions, do we think, in this situation? Turkish officials, of course, have suggested reconsidering part of the deal with the EU to stem the flow of undocumented migrants. Turkey is a candidate to join the EU, but negotiations, of course, making little headway over the last decade. Where does this leave us in terms of the wider repercussions for Europe?
Orada Avrupa'da tabii olacak şeyler şöyle anlatabilirim. Boğaz'ın en eski yerleşimcilerinden olan ve buraya Bosporus adını veren Yunanlılar vardı. Bu sözcük inek ya da öküz anlamına gelen Boğuz ve yol geçit anlamına gelen Poros adlarının birleştirilmesi üretilmişti.
Yeah, well, let me just come in there and clarify that. Because, well, you're right that the Dutch position is that rallies pose a threat to public order. But in the sense, you know, is this the Dutch antagonizing Turkey as much as Turkey now antagonizing the Netherlands? I mean, who is at fault here?
Antik dönemde kullanılan adlarından olan kökenine ilişkin ortaya atılan bir başka görüş de burada fosforlu ışık saçandan geldiği yönündedir. Burada bir şey, bizde bir sözcük vardır, yakamoz.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, it's 5.5 million, isn't it? I think, and there's 400,000 Turkish Turks in the Netherlands. So, but they are allowed to vote in Turkish referendums, even though they're expatriates, aren't they?
Doğrudur, evet. Genel olarak İstanbul coğrafyası ve İstanbul Boğazı 4. zamanda oluşmuştur. Ancak İstanbul'da burada bugüne dek yapılan bilimsel çalışmalar sonucunda ağır basan kanı jeolojik açıdan burada bir fay çöküntüsü olduğudur.
Yeah, so in terms of... Yeah, sorry, I was just going to say, in terms of Turkey, I mean, the Dutch have said Turkey must apologize. Do you think that's on the cards?
Orada bilemiyorum. Bilemiyorum. Hmm. Olabilir, evet.
Yeah.
Ekleyebilirim tabii ki. Burada derinliğinin kuzeyden güneye azalma göstermesi, geçmişteki kuzeyde bu yükseltilerin Marmara'nın sularına karşı bir set görevi gördüğü, bunların deniz seviyesinin yükselmenin aşıldığı savunu güçlendirmektedir.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are commenting already about what you've been saying, and I think it's an important point that you make. But in terms of barring cabinet ministers, it's an aggressive act, isn't it? This sort of tit for tat barring of diplomats and ministers from different countries and borders.
Ortaya atılan bir diğer görüşe göre ise Boğaz'ın olduğu yerde çok eski çağlarda çok büyük bir akarsu geçiyordu. Başta Haliç olmak üzere bugün Boğaz içinde koy olarak belirleyen yeryüzü şekilleri o dönemde bu akarsunun kollarının anasıyla birleşme noktalarıydı.
Yeah. make a final point.
Buzul çağı bitip dünyadaki buzul çözümleri başlayınca tüm sular gibi bu akarsunun da seviyesi yükseldi ve günümüzdeki biçimini aldı.
No. No, you're right. That's very good. Final question, final couple of questions, Philly. Firstly, it's a two-part question, really. What's your favourite Turkish food?
Oh, kesinlikle patlıcan salatası. Özellikle annem çok güzel yapıyor onu. Onun böyle güzel bir is tadı var içinde.
Yeah, delicious. Ona bayılıyorum yani. Yeah, absolutely delicious. Finally, part two of that two-part question. Of course, the Turkish president likened the Netherlands to a banana republic. What's Turkish for banana?
Muz.
Thank you. That's our foreign correspondent there, Utku, talking to us from Turkey in the original Turkish, just to bring us up to speed there on the story that Turkey, of course, have slammed the EU officials in a row over the Netherlands campaigning. More from our foreign correspondents as foreign stories unfold here on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And it's 3:33. And Tani's got the news now.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Prime Minister says the UK faces a defining moment as it leaves the EU. Theresa May has spoken for the first time since her Brexit bill cleared Parliament.
We will be a strong, self-governing, global Britain with control once again over our borders and our laws. And we will use this moment of opportunity to build a stronger economy and a fairer society so that we secure both the right deal for Britain abroad and a better deal for ordinary working people at home.
She's also attacked Nicola Sturgeon in the Commons, saying now is not the time to play politics and create uncertainty. The First Minister insists she has a cast-iron democratic mandate to hold a second Scottish independence referendum. Next, a fell runner has been jailed for 18 years for the attempted murder of an athletics official after a row about test samples. Ralph Nibbs was left with life-threatening injuries after being repeatedly stabbed by Lauren Jessica at Birmingham's Alexander Stadium. Three police staff who restrained a man with mental health problems have been cleared of his manslaughter. Thomas Orchard died a week later, but jurors decided their actions were legal. A 14-year-old kickboxer has died after collapsing towards the end of an English title fight in Leeds on Saturday. Police are not treating Scott Marston's death as suspicious. European judges have ruled companies can ban workers from wearing Islamic headscarves. Two women, one of which worked for G4S in Belgium, were sacked for wearing them and took their cases to the European Court of Justice. And Muirfield is an open golf venue again after voting to allow women members for the first time. It was stripped of its right to host the tournament after failing to secure the necessary two-thirds majority last year. The weather, well, some sunshine and showers for Scotland, but cloudy with some bright spells elsewhere across the UK, feeling rather mild again with the high 14 Celsius. And there's more news in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Tanya to make the time up. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be, but there's still the time to fill, and Tanya, if I'm honest, does get paid the same. So she has to make the time up by bringing us bonus news today. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
Right.
So where are we starting today?
We're going to start with some saucy tortoises.
Saucy tortoise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the owner of two tortoises, a male and a female, Raphael and Donatello, respectively. I think it should probably be Donatella, right, if it's a girl. Anyway, the owner captured on his phone the moment that they got a little bit fruity during a saucy scene of 50 Shades of Grey. I've watched this only recently. I know it was out a long time ago, but it is quite saucy, of
course. Sorry, the tortoises or 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey.
Right, okay.
Now, Jack Osborne, not the son of Ozzy or the fictional character in Hollyoaks, yeah. And his wife, Sammy, they were watching 50 Shades of Grey. Well, she was engrossed in it. I can't blame her. But he was just sort of in the background packing some things up in his lounge. But when a saucy clip of the film came on, so when Jamie Dornan, who plays Christian Grey, was trying to seduce Anna Steele,
right.
Who's portrayed by Dakota Johnson.
Right.
When they were getting a bit hot under the collar.
Yes.
So did the tortoises.
So
the tortoises suddenly became a little bit randy reptiles, and the owner thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And got his phone out and started filming it.
Is that legal to film that?
I think it's fine to film.
Is it? Is it?
I mean,
it's immoral.
Legally, morally, maybe not, but. That's what happened.
I see. Were the tortoises indulging in S&M?
No.
Like in the film? Did they copy
it? No.
Exactly.
No.
Did one of the tortoises hang one of the other tortoises at Mike's wrists?
No.
And tickle that tortoise?
No, it was all, compared to the film, it was all very, very tame, and apparently it was all over in a couple of minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they just went their separate ways. Yeah. Well, so that's...
the story of my life. But did the tortoises...
I've seen the video, actually. You can
see... So you've seen 50 Shades of Grey?
I've seen 50, yeah.
What's the sauciest bit in 50 Shades of Grey, would you say?
God, it's all saucy.
Is it?
Yeah.
What would be the easiest bit of 50 Shades of Grey for two tortoises to reenact? I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. There's a dungeony room, isn't there?
There is, the Red Room.
That's it?
The Red Room.
Red
all
room.
Sorts of things in there.
Are there?
Yeah. All sorts of things.
Right.
Things I've never seen before.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, lots of crazy stuff.
Right.
Anyway.
But could you put one of those in a tortoise?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It was all very tame. The tortoises were having a lovely time. It was all, you know, they were having a nice time. It was all very innocent, really.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's a nice story.
So that's the tortoise.
Yeah.
This is the next story.
Hang on.
Good. Next story is it's quite unpleasant, but it has a good ending.
Oh, good.
So basically, in California...
Again, like my sex life. Go on.
In California, a cat owner had to, quite gently, remove a snake from the nose of its pet cat.
Shut the door.
I'm not talking pythons. I'm talking like, those small, thin, horrible little slimy snakes.
Worms.
It's a bit like a worm. Bit like a worm, but it's technically a snake. Anyway.
Back to my sex life.
This cat was playing
big
around,
and hairy.
Playing around with this worm that was wriggling about on the floor. Mm. And apparently she was trying to eat it, Marion, the cat. She was trying to eat this snake.
Yes.
And the snake tried to get away and it wriggled up the cat's nose.
That's horrible.
It's really horrible. Again, there is video footage and I've seen it.
Oh.
It's not nice.
Does that happen in 50 Shades of Grey as well, Alex?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
You're obsessed. Obsessed.
You brought it up.
I did. All right. We're moving on now.
Okay, fine.
We're moving on. So, to cut a long story short, the owner managed to gently remove the snake from the pet's nose.
Right.
And, you know, she was very happy. Curiosity didn't kill the cat, but it certainly made her very uncomfortable.
It's not nice, is it? Because how
not
far...
It's not nice. It's really horrible. It was like just dangling out of its nose.
That's really, really grim.
Really not very nice. No. Really horrible. Apologies, listeners. Right. It's not the nicest.
Quickly, get us out of it with something else.
Right, let's cross to an otter. So an otter has been spotted. In County Mayo, having a bit of a detour. It fancied, you know, going for a bit of a wander, came out of this lake. It had to cross a few busy roads to get to a Tesco's.
Right.
And apparently it was, you know, scuttering up and down the aisles and people were, you know, pretty shocked to see an otter in their Tesco's. It's not something you normally see. They're nocturnal animals, so they don't come out in the middle of the day. This was at 9 a.m. It's in the morning,
right,
when this happened. So what happened was they tried to, you know, shoo this otter out of the store. They managed to do it, and they managed to put him or her, I'm not quite sure what sex it was, back into a nearby lake. And a Tesco's spokeswoman says confirmed they did indeed have a surprise visitor, but it didn't make any contact with food. But they had a good clean anyway. Just make sure everything was sanitised.
Yeah,
no problems.
Good idea.
There.
Yeah.
And as I say, it was safely shooed back into the lake.
Right.
Did the otter not know whether it was open 24 hours?
Yeah, could have popped back later, couldn't
it? Yeah.
Did the otter have sex with anything?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Should we have some more music? I've got another story.
Oh.
That's better. Now, last story is about a cheetah.
Yep.
Who basically escaped from a zoo.
Port Lyme, Kent.
Yes, you know about this story.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I know about
it. I live near it. I live near there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're from near my neck of the woods, aren't you? Yeah. Well, anyway, so you know the story. So this cheetah escaped from Port Lyme Reserve on Saturday. A 2-year-old called Kit Warner. The zoo says the animal...
Was eaten.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
No, he wasn't.
That's the cheetah. It's the cheetah.
No.
He's 2 years old, not Demeter 2 years old.
No, but this cheetah, it did manage to, as I say, escape from its attraction while it was open to the public.
Mm.
But the zoo say the animal was calm. It was pacing the enclosure fence. It was looking to get back in, basically, and be reunited with its mother. There was no real threat. It was enticed back into the enclosure with some food almost half an hour later. A vet wasn't needed. The zoo says the cheetah climbed out to get back with his mother after he was separated to stop him eating all her dinner.
Right.
Yeah, so they separated them because, you know, the little toddler was going to eat
mum's dinner.
Eat all mum's dinner.
I see.
But they managed to secure the enclosure's perimeter fencing to ensure the cheetah cannot climb out again.
Should have gone down Tesco's and bought his own, shouldn't he, like the otter?
He should have done.
Take a leaf out of the otter's book.
Take
a leaf out of the tortoise's food bowl.
Yes. And that is my animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
There it was. Thank you very much, Tanya,
You're
for animal
welcome.
News.
Thank you.
In the next bit of the programme, speaking of food, would you like to be on the receiving end of some meat? Back to 50 Shades of Grey again, aren't we, Tanya? In this case, though, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
For spending time in our game world today, we play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, if you would like to play. There is a number to register your interest, 87222.
Start your message with
that. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
And we could well reward you with a souvenir of your time spent with us. A meaty souvenir. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
It's a beautiful sunny day here in Plymouth, and I'm on a giant parade ground about the size of 2 or 3 football pitches, and I'm watching 9 Royal Navy Reserves starting their parade training. I'm going to have a go in a minute, doing left, right, left, right. I've got no coordination, though. Is it difficult?
It's not difficult, no, providing you know which is left from right and which way you are looking. So if you're stood on the end, make sure you look to the guy next to you. But ultimately, if you can go left, right in your head, you can do it.
Hooray! Stand at ease!
It's something that you can get good at. Like, I know people who go to work and then practice in the spare time, and all their friends are like, what are you doing? It's very rewarding when you get it right. Out of all the stuff we're doing over these 2 weeks, drill is my favourite bit.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Immense battles lie ahead. Generals ready their troops. Reigning champions, fallen heroes, and talented pretenders will all collide. Cheltenham is here. Our best odds guaranteed at the festival. Price boosts at 10:30 and midday. Bonuses on all multi-bets. And extra places daily. Conditions and exclusions apply. Betfred, at the heart of Cheltenham. Keep it fun, gamble responsibly.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Get a cracking Vauxhall at the Vauxhall sales event from the 17th to the 21st of March. Plus, you'll get £500 spending money. Plus, you'll beat the April tax rises, saving up to £500. And whichever Vauxhall you choose, you'll love our efficient engines and superb infotainment. So technically, it's a win-win-win-win situation. To find out more, search Vauxhall sales event. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st March. At participating retailers from 17th to 21st March. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
North of Harrogate, the A61 Ripon bypass through Ripon has reopened after an accident, but it is still very slow moving. Through West Pinchbeck in Lincolnshire, I'm afraid no change for the A151 Dozens Bank. It remains closed off because of an accident affecting traffic between Spalding and Bourne. Big delays for the M6 North near Birmingham. Two lanes are closed in the roadworks, junction 7 to 8. Keys back to junction 5 for Castle Brom. That's because of an accident. And delays for the A12 in Essex North towards junction 17 for Howe Green, where a lorry's broken down. I'm Joanna Adams.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is time to bestow upon one lucky person the gift of meat. A meat-based souvenir of your time spent on the radio with us. That person today is Dave, and Dave's in London. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
Hi there, Dave. Hi. Hi. Hi. You say hi again.
Hi.
Great. Right, so before we play today's game, Dave, let's find out a little bit about you. It's sort of radio banter, that is. It's where the presenter, that's me, asks you what you do, that kind of thing, where you're from. I feign interest in, you know, well, you've heard the radio before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, fine. What do you do, Dave?
I'm currently a children's author.
Oh, interesting. Yep, what sort of children's stories are we talking?
Mainly ones for sort of 6 to 8. My recent book is called Timmy Went to Timbuktu.
Yes.
It's basically about Timmy, a young boy, and his travels in Timbuktu.
Yep.
The crux of it, he falls out with a marketplace owner because he tries to buy a fez, but he can't bargain him down on it.
Right. Mm. I like the sound of this. I have two children, Dave. They are 4, yep, almost 5, and 7. And so I'm a world of children's books. I have children's books all over the house. So I wouldn't mind getting copies of. I will pay you, Dave. I'm not asking for freebies here, but I'd be interested in Timmy and Timbuktu. That's for sure.
$8.99.
Oh, we won't pay that much.
Yeah, we are struggling.
Yeah, fine. All right. Where would I find your children's books, Dave?
Well, mainly my garage.
Okay.
You can't really find them in other places. They're not. We're struggling to get publishers behind them.
Well, let this be that changing moment, Dave. Now, I think this is your So, hey, publishers, Dave's got a book.
Yep.
It's a good book.
It's good.
It's about Timmy. Just Timbuktu's getting a fez. Come on, publishers. Get behind the book. There, how about that? That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good ad, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. Anyway, now it's time to... What's your skill with computer games, Dave, when you're not busy writing?
My skill with computer games is limited. Yep. I used to play Sims quite a lot.
All right. Have you ever played a first-person shooter?
Oh, yeah, bloody hell, yeah.
All right. Good, well, that's going to help you then, because we're going to play, on the radio, Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite War. All right.
Yep.
Now, what will happen is you will be given controls. Here are your controls. Are you ready? You need to write these down. You get shoot.
Okay.
Don't shoot.
Uh huh.
Jump.
Uh huh.
Okay. Call for second referendum.
Uh huh.
Ban headscarves.
Uh huh.
And your final control, resign from post due to conflict of interest.
Okay.
So what will happen is, I'll set the scene in a moment, okay? And things will pop up, like in a first-person shooter, and you'll have to use the appropriate control. Is that clear?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Your time spent with us will be gifted in the form of a souvenir of meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, a box of organic veg, or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Which of those would you like?
Well, first, what kind of sausages?
No clues. What kind of sausages do you like?
Mainly sage and or onion.
Right, we'll do those.
Okay.
Done. Sausages it is. All right, let's play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite War on the radio. Picture the scene. It is a disused Russian military base. It's all about the base. No treble. To be clear, there is not a disused Russian military treble. It is a base. And you are disused Russian Colonel Dave. And it's your job to track down any number of terrorists that have seized control of the disused Russian military base. It is your task to re-seize control from the terrorists of the disused Russian military base. And you have to make it fewer disused, i.e. used, and it needs to be fewer military and fewer base by the time you finish. In your hands, Dave, it's all about the treble, no base. You need to turn it back to a treble. You're a disused Russian colonel who's all about the treble, no base. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Your mission is about to begin. Okay, Dave, here we go. You are standing in a corridor. It is a disused Russian corridor. In front of you is more corridor. Your job is to survive that corridor. But here comes the problem. It's full of enemies. There are terrorists in there and civilians. Also in there are a number of figures from today's news. Dave, you've got your controls. Shoot, don't shoot, jump. Call for second referendum, ban headscarves and resign from post due to conflict of interest. Here we go. You're making your way down the corridor. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Call for a second referendum.
Good. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
The Pointer Sisters 1973 top 10 hit.
Van Halen.
No, jump. It's just terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Bank of England deputy Charlotte Hogg.
Conflict of interest. Did a resignation.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shooting.
You're into the bonus level. You're into the bonus level. You're in the bonus level. It gets faster now. Ready? Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Civilian.
Don't
civilian.
Shoot.
Van
don't
Halen's
shoot.
1986 top 10 hit.
Jump.
Yes. Civilian. Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot him.
Terrorist.
Shoot him.
Judge
shoot
from the him. European Court of Justice.
He's banned headscarf.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Sour. Second referendum.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Second referendum.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Second
Nicola
referendum.
Sturgeon.
Second referendum.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Back to normal gameplay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Bank of England deputy Charlotte Hogg.
Resigns conflict of interest.
Judge from the European Court of Justice.
Banned headscarf.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Oh, game
shoot.
Over. Game over. Cornelius has got your high score there. Cornelius, what was the high score?
It's 176.
Thank you. Well done. Congratulations. As your time spent with us, we're going to gift you those sausages.
Great.
Yeah, just as a souvenir.
Yeah.
It's just a game. Just a souvenir. Mm-hmm. That's it. Sausages. But you do get to put your name in. You know, like in the old days when you put your name in the game and you put your initials? Dave, remember that?
Yeah, where do I rank?
In the arcade. Where does he rank, Cornelius?
Third.
Third. Okay, so get your... What are your initials, Dave? Three initials. D?
DS.
Just DS, no middle name?
Christopher.
DCS. All right, I'm going to read through the alphabet. Like in the old days when you put your name in, you just say stop when I get to your letter, okay?
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. You didn't say Z.
Yeah, why not?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, stop.
E.
On the D.
D. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, Z, D, L. You're in. You're third in the ranking. We need to get this on the online, of course. 176 points. Z, D, L in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops on the radio. And it got you some sausages. Well done, Dave.
Thanks very much.
Welcome. There it is. We'll play that again next week. More meat to give away tomorrow in a game of Dead or Alive at around about the same time. That's just about it from us. But look, Sam Delaney is here now.
Rather belatedly. I didn't lost track of time.
Don't worry about it. Bearing show, I imagine you are.
I'm bearing show, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a whole lot of show. People cyber hacking into your devices. I bet you've talked about that today, haven't you?
No, we haven't.
They get inside your watch, your phone, and they find out.
Kettle.
All of those texts that you've been exchanging with your mum, Cornelius.
Getting involved, are you?
For example, right, if you've been doing sexting with your mum again, then the cyber hackers could get in, get that, and hold you to ransom and say, we're going to show this to your dad.
Yeah. And then what?
And to the broadcaster, John Holmes.
Yeah.
even worse. Yeah. And unless you pay us. And that sort of thing.
How do they get in your phone?
Cyber technology, like in War Games with Matthew Broderick. Same sort of thing. And once they get in it using the cyber technology, then, I mean, the thing is, what you've got to do is get yourself a Nokia. If you want to carry on this mad sexting binge with your mother, you need to get a Nokia and tell her to get one too. And that is what I will be discussing on today's show.
Good. Mm. We look forward to it. Sam Delaney with you next. Cornelius's mum on the phone talking about that.
No.
And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon on Talk Radio. 1 till 4, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.